Johnson Brock back in the playoffs. Now I believe this is the seventh consecutive year, and trying to make a little noise starting today with the game against Wausau at home. I had a chance to visit with Johnson Brock coach Mitch Roberts all season to date and about today's ball game. Again, it kicks off here coming up at 4 o'clock. Back with a visit with Coach Mitch Roberts of the Johnson Brock Eagles after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
It's harvest time and fall cleanup. You're too busy to think about your aches and pains you're having. But maybe it's more than sore muscles. Talk to Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Dr. Streit provides orthopedic and sports medicine services at Community Medical Center. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his experienced staff to set up consultation. The road to recovery is with Ortho Midwest and Dr. Streit at Community Medical Center in Fall City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mount City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Coach Mitch Roberts of the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles coming off a big win last week to wrap up the regular season, 71-0 over Dylan O'Dell. Coach, kids have come through very well this year. 7 wins, 1 loss in a very tough schedule, and even the 1 loss was just a whale of a battle against number 2 ranked BDS.
Yeah, really proud of our kids and how well they played throughout the year. You know, I think we saw continuous improvement every week. You know, it felt like we had something we wanted to fix, and then we got it fixed. But you're always looking for something. You know, as you get into the playoffs, you're going to have to play better and better every week. We've done that to this point, but we just have to continue it through the playoffs.
Your coaching staff and your players have taken advantage of something that they didn't want to have to take advantage of. Or last year or two, you've had some frontline players that got hurt, and you had to shove a bunch of young kids into the games, maybe a little bit before they were ready. They learned some hard lessons at times, but they took advantage of them, and now that experience is paying off because they're still relatively young.
Yeah, that's definitely paid dividends for us. You know, at the time, it was frustrating having to put those guys in there, but they learned from it. They got better from it, and that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. And really proud of those guys because it wasn't always easy for them. They took their lumps when they were younger, but now they're playing really good football for us. And I couldn't be more proud of how far they've come in just a couple years.
Tell us about this Wausau squad you're going to play this afternoon. They come into the ball game 5 wins, 3 losses. They played some top.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there is good news. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline. Regular screenings can detect breast cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. The Nemaha County Hospital's Radiology Department offers key radiology services, including mammograms. If you're a woman over 40, talk to your doctor about scheduling a mammogram today. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3. This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to our pregame show. Time now to visit with Coach Mitch Roberts of the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles coming off a big win last week to wrap up the regular season, 71-0 over Dylan O'Dell. Coach, kids have come through very well this year. 7 wins, 1 loss in a very tough schedule, and even the 1 loss was just a whale of a battle against number 2-ranked BDS.
Yeah, really proud of our kids and how well they played throughout the year. You know, I think we saw continuous improvement every week. You know, it felt like we had something we wanted to fix, and then we got it fixed. But you're always looking for something. You know, as you get into the playoffs, you're going to have to play better and better every week. We've done that to this point, but we just have to continue it through the playoffs.
Your coaching staff and your players have taken advantage of something that they didn't want to have to take advantage of. Or last year or two, you've had some frontline players that got hurt, and you had to shove a bunch of young kids into the games, maybe a little bit before they were ready. They learned some hard lessons at times, but they took advantage of them, and now that experience is paying off because they're still relatively young.
Yeah, that's definitely paid dividends for us. You know, at the time, it was frustrating having to put those guys in there, but they learned from it. They got better from it, and that's why we're in the situation that we're in right now. And really proud of those guys because it wasn't always easy for them. They took their lumps when they were younger, but now they're playing really good football for us, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Now more of the artists you know and love from a vast music library spanning 5 decades.
This
is your stress-free.
Come into the ball game, 5 wins, 3 losses. They played some top-notch teams along the way. It looks like.
Yeah, they've played some really good teams. You know, they're very talented. Offensively, it's kind of hard to predict what they're going to do. We've seen a lot of different things on film. Defensively, we know they're very physical. They've got good size. They've got good speed. Their quarterback's very talented. Their offense kind of revolves around him, so we've got to shut him down and force somebody else to beat us.
We see a lot of teams anymore with the quarterback, and you've got one that's very capable of running and passing. They make it tough on a defense.
Yeah, definitely. You have to account for them, you know, and when they're as talented as this kid is, you have to try to account, you know, 2, 3, 4 guys for him so he doesn't break loose and get a big play. So that'll kind of be our big challenge this week. We think we have a good plan going in of how we can match up with him, but you really don't know until you get on the field. But certainly talented. We're going to have to execute in all facets of the game.
Defensive side of the ball, your kids have been pretty darn good this year.
Yeah, they've played really well. You know, again, it's a lot of those kids that had to play when they were younger, so they understand what we want to do. You know, they've been repping it for a couple of years, and it's pretty basic what we do on defense, and that's why I think they're able to play so fast, and you know, they've been playing really well.
And on the offensive side of the football, you've been able to put up some points. You can run it. You can throw it. It's nice as a coach to have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, we certainly do have that. That makes play calling. That can make me look really smart at times. you know, they get me out of a lot of bad play calls because we have a lot of talented kids. And you know, it's been nice to be able to run the ball better this year than we have in years past because that's something we're going to need as we head into the playoffs because you just can't predict the weather. You know, on any given day. So talented kids, you know, being able to do a little bit of everything keeps the other team off balance and you're kind of able to slow them down, and we're able to be unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I guess we'll finish up with this. Just a few keys to the ball game if things are going well for the Eagles today.
Yeah, winning the turnover battle is going to be a big thing. When you get to this time of year, especially with the team that we have coming in with Wausau, they've shown they can run the ball really effectively, so possessions are going to be limited. So we're going to have to win the turnover battle just to give ourselves a little cushion and to be in good shape.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game today.
All right, thanks, John.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Johnson, Nebraska. It's time for high school football here on Sunny 101.3. This afternoon, the eight-man high school playoffs, Class D1, first-round action. 32 teams in this first round. The Johnson Rock Eagles this afternoon hosting the Wausau Vikings. The Vikings come in here at 5-3 on the season, while Johnson Rock has put together a record of 7-1. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. Very pleased this afternoon to be joined by Ryan Houghton, head football coach at Johnson County Central High School, and Ryan will be doing our color commentary. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Randy. Glad to be here. What a beautiful afternoon.
Great to have you here with us. You mentioned what a beautiful day it is. 74 degrees at kickoff. The wind out of the northwest, less than 10 miles an hour. Might even be a little bit warm for the players out on the field, but a perfect afternoon for the fans. We're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back to look at the starting lineup for this afternoon's contest. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School as we get set for our opening kickoff. We'll work those starting lineups in a moment. They're going to go just a little bit early on us here, a little bit before the top of the hour. Johnson Brock won the opening coin toss. They have elected to defer their decision to the second half. Wausau wants the football, so Johnson Brock will be kicking from our right to left, from north to south. Sloan Pelican has the football teed up at the 30-yard line. Back deep, waiting to return the kickoff here for Wausau will be Tug Dawson on the left side. And on the right, I believe that's Jason Clausen. Pelican ready to kick it off. Eight-man high school playoffs underway from Johnson. Here's the kick, a driving end-over-ender. Ball is going to bounce and go out of bounds down inside the 10-yard line over on the west sideline. The return man over there, Tug Dawson, just let that thing go out of bounds. Let's see if they're going to make him kick it over. It appears that's what's going to happen. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. As we said, alongside with us, Ryan Houghton, head football coach at Johnson County Central High School. A big welcome to all of our listeners and viewers in the Wausau area. We're the lone broadcast here at Johnson tonight. We're glad to have you tuned in. This afternoon's game being streamed on Johnson Brock Broadcasting's Strive TV channel. So we hope you're enjoying the broadcast here this afternoon. Pelican once again has it all teed up, ready to go. Clausen moves to the left side this time. Pelican this time from the 25-yard line kicks it away and end over ender. Going to be fielded by Clausen at the 12. He's to the 15, the 20, the 25. He's across the 30 and knocked out of bounds near the 33-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10 at the 33.
Nice coverage there by Johnson. Looked like there was a hole in the seam that he could have popped through there, but Isaac Brook knocked him out square at the 33-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 at the 33-yard line now for the Vikings. They look like the Minnesota Vikings here, all white uniforms with purple numerals, purple helmets. First and 10. Clausen is the quarterback, sets in the shotgun formation, wide receiver to the left, flanker set to the right. Clausen keeps the football, gives it on the reverse on a handoff, coming around from left to right, gives the ball off. Carrying the football to the near side is Tucker Wright, and he's knocked down right at about the line of scrimmage.
Boy, nice tackle there by Chase Van Winkle. He was not fooled. None of the defenders for Johnson were fooled on the reverse on the opening play. Beautiful open field tackle by Chase Van Winkle.
Van Winkle got him for a loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up second down and 11 yards to go now. With the football spotted back to the 32-yard line is where they mark it. Second down and 11. Again, Clausen puts a wide receiver to the left side. Two wide outs to the right. Tug Dawson sets in the slot to the right. Clausen, calling his cadence, has a snap. Sets in the pocket. Wants to throw out to the left. The pass is going to be complete. Caught out there by Watt. And Wadier's got first down yardage down to the 35-yard line. The interesting thing about this is in their first eight games, they only completed a grand total of 17 passes. And here they are coming out throwing the football.
That was sure a nice pass and catch right there for the first down. Tackled by Buckmeyer, but not until the first down.
Spot the football at the 35-yard line now of Johnson Brock. It's on the west hash mark, wide side of the field to the near side to the right for Jackson Clausen. To the right side, Tug Dawson is the wide receiver. Two wide outs to the left in a spread formation. Clausen calls his starting count. Long count, waiting for the snap. He's got the football back to pass. That's in the pocket, and now flags fly and whistle sound, and we'll have a procedure penalty going to be called against the Vikings. Just underway here at Johnson this afternoon. 10 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Still no score. Johnson Brock, if you're just joining us, kicked off to start the game. The Wausau Vikings have moved the ball up to the midfield stripe now after the 5-yard penalty, and it'll be first down and 15 yards to go for the Vikings. Wide receiver to the left side is Jyler Peterson. To the right goes Tug Dawson. Sitting in the backfield, Wadier, right next door to Jackson Clausen in the shotgun. Clausen is back to pass. Clausen throws the ball out to the left side. Pass is going to be complete to Josh Wadier. Short of the first down yardage, he'll have a gain of about 13 on the play.
Another nice pitch and catch. The momentum took him out of bounds. Just shy of the first down, bring up second and two.
Second down two. The ball spotted at the 27-yard line now on the west hash mark. Again, the Vikings moving from our left to right, from south to north here in Johnson. Jackson Clausen comes out throwing the football after running it all season. How about that? In the shotgun, again, spread formation, two wide outs left, one to the right. He's going to keep it himself to the right, goes Clausen. He's got running room, 15, 10, 5. He's going to take it for the touchdown, and it'll be a 27-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Jackson Clausen. 27 yards on the run for the touchdown. And just like that, early in the ballgame, the Vikings have jumped out to a 6-0 lead. That score coming with 10-16 to play here in the first quarter.
Nice play call there on the quarterback draw on second short. Well blocked, well executed.
All right, the try for the two-point conversion. Clausen in the shotgun formation. Wadier sets to his left. Clausen calls his starting count, has the ball. Runs out to his left, tries to turn toward the corner, dives into the pylon, and got it. Clausen carries for the two-point conversion. Our score goes 8-0. With Wausau on top, we're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
For a scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. That scoring drive took just five plays to go 47 yards, a 27-yard run by Jackson Clausen on a quarterback keeper. Clausen carried for the two-point conversion, and the Vikings go up 8-0 with 10:16 to play here in the first period. Josh Wattier has the ball teed up, ready to kick it away. An onside kick comes up short, fielded by the up man at the 30, out across the 35-yard line. And on the return there for Johnson Brock was Zach Hawley. Hawley very alertly scooped that thing up. That could have been a disaster.
That was a short kick. It looked like it was by design. Nice pick up there. Tucker Wright on the tackle. But Johnson Brock in good field position.
Yeah, it was either a poorly executed onside kick or a poorly executed kickoff, the way you look at it. First and 10, Johnson Brock, their first possession of the football. They begin at their own 36-yard line. Quarterback is Sloan Pelican. Pelican has Jalen Barron set to his left. He's in the shotgun. Gives the ball to Barron's off the right side. Midfield, the 40, across the 40. He's down to the 36-yard line. He'll have a gain of 8 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 2 for the Eagles.
Tackle there by a couple Wausau Vikings. Wright and Wattier on the tackle, but a nice gain on first down.
Put the football at the 36-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. Johnson Brock now moving from our right to left, from north to south here in Johnson. On second down and 8, Sloan Pelican has an empty backfield with Nick Perry at split wide to the right. Behrens and Van Winkle come to the left. Lane Buckmeyer is the wide receiver left. Pelican calling his starting cadence. Has the snap. He drops into the pocket, sets. He's got time. Throwing down the right sideline, looking deep. The pass is caught into the end zone for a touchdown. How about that? Nick Perriott on the reception from the 36-yard line. That will be a 36-yard touchdown pass to Nick Perriott. And what a way to come back quickly for Johnson Brock. They strike on a 36-yarder. After giving up a touchdown on that first possession, this score coming with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first quarter. A 36-yard pass.
What a pass.
Line up for the two-point conversion. Pelican has Barron set to his left. Buckmeyer split wide to the right. They hand the ball to Barron's up the middle. He carries it in, and we're tied at 8 apiece with 9:26 to go in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on the Purdue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Great recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. It took Johnson Brock just two plays to go 44 yards. A 36-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott. Barron's carried the ball in for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 8 with 9:26 to go here in the first quarter, and already a couple of touchdowns up. We haven't even played 3 minutes of football.
I know it's probably hot down on the field, but the offenses seem awful hot here right off the bat, Randy.
Oh, they sure do. All right, Pelican tees the ball up at the 30-yard line. On the near side will be Tug Dawson. On the far side, the return man is Jackson Clausen. Dawson and Clausen are the deep men. Here's Pelican's kick, end over ender, and it's going to go into the end zone, bounce out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where the Wausau Vikings will start this drive. Wausau, the Vikings, they look like the Minnesota Vikings. They have the purple helmets with the Viking logo on the side of them. They're in white pants, white jerseys with purple numerals. Johnson Brock in all red today, red pants, red jerseys with the white numbers, and their white helmets. That's the description on the field. Again, the temperature 74 degrees when we kicked it off. Slight breeze out of the northwest. Jackson Clausen, spread formation, two receivers wide left, one wide to the right. Clausen calling his cadence. has Dawson set next to him. Throws a pass out to the left side. Pass complete to Wattier. Wattier fights his way forward out to near the 19 or 20-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll be second down and 5.
Good tackle in the open field by Lane Buckmeyer. Him and the receiver, one-on-one, he made the play.
Isn't something a team that's played 8 games this season and completed a grand total of 17 passes to their top 2 receivers, and what do they do today? They come out throwing the football.
Pretty rare. I mean,
you never know what to prepare for, do you?
9, you really can't usually get that thing started, but they have it going.
Second down and 5 at the 20-yard line now for the Vikings. Clausen has the snap. He wants to throw again. Clausen throws out to the left to Wattier. Wattier's got first down yardage. He's out to the 25-yard line. And that should be enough for a first down. Mark it at the 26. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings. Who would have thunk it?
Jalen Barron's on the tackle.
Boy, you look at all the stats. It was a running team here. Wattier carrying the ball, averaging 9.5 yards a carry. Dawson averaging 6 yards a carry. And they come out throwing the ball. Again, spread formation. 2 receivers wide left, 1 wide to the right for Jackson Clausen. 3 men down defensively. Back to pass Clausen. He rolls out the left. He throws to the left. He's looking for his intended receiver, Tug Dawson, and just threw that one into the ground in front of him.
There's good coverage there. There was nobody open. Smart decision by the quarterback. Coverage on the play by Chase Van Winkle. Nobody there.
Van Winkle was over there with him. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 8:35 to play here now in the first quarter. If you're just tuning in, we're all tied up at 8. The Johnson Brock Eagles and the Vikings of Wausau. Here come the Vikings again over the football. Clausen, 3 down linemen, defensive men down in front for Johnson Brock. Clausen wants to throw, setting in the pocket, now rolling out to his right, throws the ball over the middle, and boy, nobody there. The only person anywhere near the football was Jalen Barron's.
Well, the referees are talking. I believe he got out of the pocket. There was nobody in the area, but it went past the line of scrimmage. Going to play on here.
Well, he certainly didn't have a target anywhere in the neighborhood, that's for sure.
I don't even think there's anybody on that half the field, Randy.
I don't believe there was. Incompleted pass brings the football back to the 26-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 10. You got to wonder, how long can they sustain a passing attack when they haven't done it all year? Ball spotted out at the 26-yard line, 3rd down and 10. Quarterback Jackson Clausen is back to pass. Clausen sets up. He's got time. Going to throw down the left sideline. Overthrows his intended receiver out of bounds. He was looking for Jyler Peterson over there. Double coverage. Johnson Brock had Peterson pretty well taken care of.
That was good coverage there. A decent throw out of bounds. Coverage by Perriott. Had him covered up pretty well.
Welcome to all of our listeners listening online at mscsports.net. Glad to have you with us, as well as on the air on Sunny 101.3. 4th down and 10, punting situation. We'll see who the punter is in to punt the ball away. I think that's Clausen.
Yeah, quarterback's punting.
Yeah, Clausen in to punt away, stands at the 15. He gets the snap out of there, gets pinned. Oh, it's going to come right into the press box window. I got it. That went right over the top of the press box and out of bounds, and Johnson Brock is going to get outstanding field position out of this. I'm looking at the referee, your buddy here from Fullerton,
yeah.
He says, it was headed right for me here.
Yes. I thought you had it, Ray. You should have called a fair catch.
That's the first time we've had one almost kicked into the press box. The football is going to be spotted at the 38-yard line, and Johnson Brock will start out in outstanding field position. They began their last drive in about this neighborhood. From the 38, first down and 10. Quarterback is Sloan Pelican. Jalen Barron's will set on his hip to the right. Lane Buckmeyer to the near side is split out as a wide receiver. Ends are set in tight. Quarterback Pelican looks over the defensive set. Now calls his starting cadence on first and 10 at the 38. Defenders jumping around, and we may have offsides called here on the Vikings. I didn't see any movement in the offensive line, did you?
No, we're straight down the line, and Sloan got him on a hard count, and the nose guard went offside.
I tell you, Johnson, Nebraska has been invaded by an infestation of ladybugs. They are everywhere. Ladybugs swarming all around us. 5-yard penalty puts the football down out of the 37-yard line of the Vikings. First down and 5 to go for the Eagles. As Pelican has the snap, gives it off fake to Barron's, keeps it himself, and he's going to be hit and dropped fought his way just about back to the line of scrimmage, may have lost a yard, faked the handoff to Jalen Barron's, kept it himself, and that went nowhere.
Boy, good defense there by the Vikings. There was a whole swarm of them led by Clawson. He lost a yard there, Randy.
Yeah, they weren't fooled for a minute. It'll bring up second down and six now. The line of scrimmage at the 38-yard line of the Vikings. Put Lane Buckmeyer wide to the right. Nick Perriott is a tight end set to the right side. Barron's in the backfield next to Sloan Pelican. Hand the ball to Barron's. He's hit in the backfield, and he'll be dropped after a gain of maybe a yard. That's all. And, boy, the defense is rising to the occasion here now for the Wausau Vikings.
More of the same. Just bottled it up before it gets started. Tackle by Henry Cumm. And Jackson Clawson again, all over the field.
Our Johnson Brock listeners may be saying, where in the heck is Wausau? Well, it's straight west of Sioux City and just north and a little bit west from Norfolk. Give you an idea of the neighborhood, the neck of the woods they're in up there. Quarterback, Sloan Pelican, in the gun with trips to his left this time. Buckmeyer's the wide out to the left. Pelican looking left for a receiver. Throws to the left sideline. Pass complete. Buckmeyer at the 30. Buckmeyer the 25. Still on his feet. Breaking tackles down to the 24-yard line. Lane Buckmeyer will have first down yardage, and you got the idea there that Lane didn't want to be tackled. Put the football to the 24-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there. Johnson Brock on the move. Clock is showing now 6 minutes, 54 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. We're all tied up at 8 apiece. The Vikings from Wausau scored in their first possession, as did Johnson Brock. Now the Eagles trying to take the lead for the first time. Split Nick Perriott wide to the right side. Chase Van Winkle in the slot to the right. Wide receiver left is Lane Buckmeyer. There's the snap. The ball is loose on the ground, and getting after it and falling on the football is Jalen Barron's. Barron's came up with the fumble recovery, but a loss of yardage.
Well, they're going to have a flag first.
They got a flag first before that.
Yeah, it might have been fortuitous for Johnson to have a flag there instead of a live ball on the ground.
Well, if they'd have turned it over, it certainly would have been. All right, the football is going to be marked back to the 29-yard line after a 5-yard penalty. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go now for the Eagles. 6 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson, all tied up at 8 apiece. This time Pelican will have Jalen Barron set behind him in a stack formation. Two receivers to the left, Van Winkle in the slot to the left side. Buckmeyer's the wide receiver. Pelican seems a bit confused here by the play. Has a snap, runs an option to the right, pitches back to Barron's, his trailing back. Barron's turns the corner. He's got 6 or 7 yards before being taken out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. And it'll bring up second down and about 7 yards to go.
He did a nice job of getting the edge. The initial would-be tackler missed it, and we got pushed out. Tug Dawson pushed him out, but not after a good game.
Jalen Barron's with a gain of 8 yards on the carry. They had it first and 15. Now it's second down and 7. The ball at the 22-yard line. That's Buckmeyer wide to the right. The ends are set in tight this time. Jalen Barron's in the backfield. Next to Sloan Pelican, the signal caller. Pelican has the snap, keeps it himself after faking the handoff inside the 20 down near the 16-yard line. And it's going to bring up third down and manageable now for Johnson Brock. It's going to be third and about 2 yards to go.
Good contain out there by Wausau. A whole host of defenders led by Tucker Wright.
Well, after being set back on penalty yardage and starting here first and 15, they are now finding themselves in a third down and a long 2, almost 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line. The clock is running with 5:20 to go here in the first quarter, all tied up at 8 apiece. Third down and a long 2, spread formation. Pelican with an empty backfield all by himself back there. Van Winkle slot left, Buckmeyer wide left. Now we're going to have timeout taken on the field. 8-8, the score all tied. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, Ryan Houghton back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. The football is spotted at the 16-yard line. It's going to be third down and 2 yards to go for Johnson Brock. They're all tied up with the Wausau Vikings here at 8 apiece here in the first quarter. Sloan Pelican getting his offense set now with two receivers wide right. Buckmeyer split to the short side of the field to the left. Van Winkle in a slot to the right. Now Buckmeyer comes in motion left to right, rolling right. They throw the ball out. It's, oh, just thrown behind Lane Buckmeyer. He would have had a sure first down if he could haul that one in. The pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and two.
Good concept. An RPO just missed the pass. Vikings did a good job of closing off that edge, and it made the pass a little bit behind.
Boy, but Buckmeyer, had he hauled that one down, he was off to the races down that right sideline. All right, fourth down and two at the 16-yard line. Johnson Brock is going to go after this, all tied up at eight apiece here with 5:14 to play. I believe that's a five. Hard to read that.
Yeah,
in the daylight with the sun shining on it. Trips to the right this time for Sloan Pelican. Pelican sets in the gun, has the snap, looking right, looks right. Now he's going to run with the football off to his left. He's got first down yardage at 10-5, ran over a tackler and takes it in for the touchdown. It will be a 16-yard touchdown run by Sloan Pelican. I'm telling you, Pelican punished a would-be tackler at about the 10-yard line, and Sloan Pelican, hard-running kid there at the quarterback on the keeper, takes it in for the touchdown.
That was the proverbial bug meat windshield. Just got ran right over at the 8-yard line.
What's that time showing the clock? Can you see it there, Ron?
5:06.
Okay, thank you. 5:06 to play in the first quarter. Now Johnson Brock lines up for the 2-point conversion. That's Buckmeyer wide to the right, tight end formation in front of the quarterback, Sloan Pelican. Jalen Barron sets to his left, now shifts to the right side of the quarterback in the offensive formation. Pelican has Buckmeyer in motion, fake to Buckmeyer. Oh, all alone in the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Making the reception is Nick Perriott. Johnson Brock goes on top 16-8. 5:06 to play in the first quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And again, this Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. That Scoring Drive for Johnson Brock took just 8 plays to go 42 yards, a 16-yard run on a quarterback keeper by Sloan Pelican. Pelican then passed to Nick Perriott for the 2-point conversion, and Johnson Brock goes on top 16-8 with 5:06 to play still in the first quarter here at Johnson. Again, this Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, Sloan Pelican will tee the football up at the 30-yard line and get set to kick it away for the third time this afternoon. As Johnson Brock successful in scoring on their first two possessions after giving up an opening possession touchdown to the Wausau Vikings. It'll be Pelican to kick it off. Clawson stands to the left. Tug Dawson on the right, back there to return it. Pelican looks to the official, has permission to proceed, comes forward, and here's the kick. End over ender, going to go into the end zone, out of the end zone, and no chance for a return. That's quite a weapon that Johnson Brock has got here. This is my fourth game I've covered for the Eagles this year, and they just don't give up many kickoff returns. They kick that puppy into the end zone and no chance to bring it out.
It is an absolute weapon, because you can shorten that field back down in there, and it's just a great tool to have.
Jackson Clawson is the senior signal caller here. Matt Rumsey, the center. Caleb Wookman, Henry Cum are the guards. Quarterback Clawson in the gun, has Wattier set to his left. Fakes to Wattier, keeps it himself, runs up the middle. He's got room at the 30, midfield the 40, and he's going to take it all the way to the house, the 20, the 10, and touchdown. 65 yards, we got a flag on the play. There's a flag back upfield here near the 20. Let's wait and see what this is going to be. The referee may bring this puppy back.
Well, I didn't see that flag at all.
We've got a flag thrown, and it appears
Wassa seems pretty happy on that sideline.
Yep. Penalty is going to be against Johnson Brock. That will, of course, be declined. And Jackson Clawson has just taken that thing 65 yards on the run. A one-play, 65-yard drive. And the score coming with, what's that say?
4:56.
Hard to see the clock in the bright sunlight here.
Well, that was a well-blocked little counterplay off the outside, little quarterback counter.
All right, the try for the two-point conversion. Jackson Clawson puts Wattier to his left. He faked the handoff to Wattier there and then came around this right side. Boy, once he broke into the open, he was gone. Let's see what Clawson comes up with here for the two-point conversion. Calling his cadence. He's got the snap. Gives to Wattier, and Wattier goes in standing up. And we're tied at 16 all with 4:56 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And it's already time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City presenting this wrap. Jackson Clawson, a quarterback keeper, 65 yards on the carry, a one-play 65-yard drive. Josh Wattier carried in for the two-point conversion. We're tied at 16-all, 4 minutes and 56 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. Again, this recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. All right, teeing the football up is Josh Wattier at the 30-yard line. Back deep, Nick Perriott stands on the far side, and Van Winkle is the near side on the return man. Here's the kick. Another short one bounces up and going to be fielded and covered up at the 34-yard line. Good heads-up football there for Johnson Brock by Leighton Behrens to get on that one.
Well, I'm pretty sure those are by design. That was a little better one, but he got the Sunday hop and a nice play.
Yeah, we weren't sure on the first one they tried whether that was a deliberate onside or just whiffed it or what it was, but now it's obvious they're not going to kick it to those return men back deep. They've seen what Johnson Brock's been able to do with those return men. And instead, they're giving up the field position here to the Eagles. It'll be first and 10. Johnson Brock, for the third time in a row, begins their drive with outstanding field position. He'll start this at the 34-yard line.
Such a luxury to have it there.
Ends are set in tight. Pelican keeps it himself. Oh, he's going to be hit and dropped at the line of scrimmage. Big defensive play there for the Vikings.
Boy, nice play by a freshman, Ashton Bites. Fought off his defender and just made the tackle.
He's a big kid for a freshman. Look at him.
Sure is.
Stood there and got a stop after a gain of a yard. So spot the football at the 35-yard line. Second down and 9 yards to go. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast this afternoon. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Ryan Houghton on the color commentary. Logan Carpenter, a producer-engineer this afternoon. Second down and 9 at the 35-yard line for Sloan Pelican and the Eagles. Pelican puts Van Winkle in motion. On the option, pitches to Van Winkle. He'll run to the right, turns the corner, gets outside to the 40, goes into Viking territory and taken out of bounds at about the 37-yard line. Appears to be about a yard short of the first down.
Yeah, they're going to be a little short. Cass Carlson knocked him out 1 yard short, third and one.
Third down and one to go with the football now on the west hash mark, the wide side of the field to the near side for Johnson Brock right out here in front of our press box. Third and one at the 37 of the Wausau Vikings. Our score all tied at 16 apiece. Trips to the left this time for Sloan Pelican. Three wide outs to the left side of the field. Buckmeyer is the wide receiver. And Pelican's going to run with the football. Fakes to toss, and he'll be tackled and dropped short of the line of scrimmage. Super defense on the part of the Vikings. Pelican lost a yard. It's going to bring up fourth down and two.
it was that RPO again, and the right defensive end, Henry Cum, didn't bite on it, and he made a nice open field tackle.
Spot the ball back to the 38-yard line now of the Vikings. Fourth down and 2 yards to go. Let's see what Johnson Brock's going to do here, all tied up at 16 apiece. They have to be in somewhat of a state of shock with all the passes they've seen here.
This is a big play in the game here early on.
Fourth down and two at the 38-yard line. Pelican with trips to the right has the snap. Pelican's got some time. Now throws the ball out. The pass is going to be complete. Nearly intercepted, and then Nick Perriott just took it out of the hands of the defensive ball player. The defender jumped the pass route, broke on the pass, and thought he had an interception, and Perriott just muscled it away from him.
Was it just me, or did that ball hang in the air what seemed to be about a day?
Well, Nick Perriott had time over there to tie both shoes and get ready to go before it got there. He got first down yardage and puts the football to the 34-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Lane Buckmeyer, the lone wide receiver, set to the left side of the field this time. Tight ends on both sides for Sloan Pelican. Sitting next to him is Jalen Behrens, the running back, to his left. Pelican, on first and 10, has the snap. Drops back. Going to throw out to the left. And the receiver, Van Winkle, falls down at the 20-yard line, just slipped and lost his footing. Had he been able to keep his footing, he was probably in pretty good shape for reception there.
Yeah, it looked like a good pass. It was a slip, and Josh Waterier was on the coverage.
It's a warm late October afternoon in Johnson this afternoon, 74 degrees at kickoff on the 20th of October. How about that? Second down and 10 yards to go at the 34-yard line for Sloan Pelican. Behrens to his left. Gives to Behrens right into the middle. Behrens will get short yardage, maybe two, not much more than that. Looks like he's down near the 33-yard line. They're going to give him a gain of a yard is all, and it'll bring up third down and 9.
Gang tackle there by the Vikings. 4 or 5 guys in on that one. That's what you like to see. Get a lot of hats to the ball.
Austin Meyer in now replacing Jalen Behrens. That means we're going with a double tight end set with Austin Meyer, the sophomore, in the ballgame. Meyer sets as a tight end out to the right. Trips to the left is the way they'll break it. Pelican on third down 9, an obvious passing situation. Two-man rush coming after him. Pelican's got plenty of time to throw the ball. Pass is going to be complete for first down yardage to Lane Buckmeyer at the 21-yard line. Buckmeyer went to a knee as he caught that one, and had he been able to catch that puppy standing up, he had a lot of green real estate in front of him.
There must have been a breakdown in the secondary. Because as wide open as he was going to score if it was anything but a low throw.
Ball now at the 21-yard line. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. Nick Perriott, wide to the right in a slot to the right, sets Lane Buckmeyer. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican. On first and 10 at the 21-yard line, Pelican puts a man in motion. Gives a handoff off to Van Winkle. He's inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's going to go for the touchdown. 21 yards on the touchdown. Carrying the football, Chase Van Winkle from 21 yards out. And, boy, we've got a track meet going here. Just like that, Johnson Brock is back on the board and back on top now, 22-16. Give me a time if you can there.
2:14.
Okay, 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock back on top. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. Man in motion, back to pass, Pelican throws into the end zone, pass going to be complete to Perriott once again. Nick Perriott makes the reception, and our score goes 24-16, Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Experience the best in real estate. Speckman Realty and Auction is the number one real estate brokerage in southeast Nebraska. Their agents are dedicated to providing you with the finest in customer service available. Their fine team of agents have the experience you can rely on to make your home buying and or selling experience one you'll remember for all the right reasons. For more information, give them a call or visit them online at SpeckmanRealtyAndAuction.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Johnson, 24-16. The Eagles on top. That scoring drive took 8 plays, 46 yards, a 21-yard run by Chase Van Winkle, and a pass to Nick Perriott for the 2-point conversion puts Johnson Brock back on top, 24-16. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Once again, a big welcome to all of our viewers on the Johnson Brock Broadcasting Strive TV video stream. That's at striv.tv/Johnson-Brock. That's where you can see the game as well as hear our broadcast here on Sunny 101.3. Football teed up at the 30-yard line. Sloan Pelican ready to kick it away. Clawson on the left. Tug Dawson on the near side to return it. Pelican's kick. It's on the way. Looks like another one's going to get into the end zone, and it does. They won't be able to bring it out. And they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there. And, well, your thoughts here, Coach. So far, Ryan, we're watching a track meet.
We sure are. A game littered with big plays and big opportunities, and both teams really cashing in thus far.
I am absolutely shocked at the amount of passing that we've seen out of the Wausau Vikings. After going eight games this season and barely throwing the football, about two completions per game, they've come out and primarily their offense has been passing. Here we go. Jackson Clawson again with the wide receiver to the left and again wants to throw the ball. A little flare pass goes out to the left side, complete to Wattier. Wattier's going to have a nice gain. He's across the 20, out to the 21. Give him a gain of six.
Nice little swing pass. Good open field tackle by Buckmeyer.
So a gain of six on the play to bring up second down. They're going to give him seven. Put the ball all the way to the 22-yard line. He got a real favorable spot there.
Yeah, he did.
Second down, very favorable. Second down and three. With the ball at the 22 is where it's spotted on second down and 3 yards to go. Clawson, Wattier set next to him, hands the ball off to Wattier into the middle. He's got first down yardage out across the 25 to near the 26-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Vikings. We're down to a minute 34 to play here in the first quarter. 24-16, Johnson-Brock up by eight in this Class D first-round game. Sacred Heart fans, if you're tuning in looking for the Irish, we've got them live from out at Humphrey St. Francis over on our sister station, KTNC. They're kicking off right about now out at Humphrey. Jackson Clawson in the shotgun has the snap. He'll run the football right up the middle. No, he won't. He's caught in the backfield and dropped for a loss of a yard. Who got him?
Jalen Behrens.
Behrens fired through from the left side, wrapped him up around the waist, and dropped him for a loss on the play. Sacred Heart Irish, they're kind of limping their way into Humphrey. Four of their eight offensive starters out with injuries for this one. As they take on the St. Francis Flyer, John Nixon, Troy Nelson have the call for you. Again, that's over on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM. Jackson Clawson on second down and 11 has the snap. Pitches the ball back to Wattier. He's hit and dropped in the backfield. Another big defensive play by Jalen Behrens.
Well, we spoke too soon on the offensive firepower. We've had two great defensive plays here back-to-back.
Somebody's forgetting to block Behrens there, apparently.
Might want to put a hat on him.
I think so. Another loss on the play puts the football back to the 22-yard line. And now it's going to be third down and about 14 yards to go, third and long here. As the clock is winding down, are they just going to let the quarter run out, perhaps? I think we're down to just a couple of seconds left here.
We're under 5 seconds.
Okay, that's going to be the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, it's Johnson-Brock 24 and Wausau 16. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gaber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gadula, Ryan Houghton back with you here at Johnson, Nebraska, Johnson-Brock High School. After one quarter play, the Johnson-Brock Eagles leading the Wausau Vikings 24-16. As we move into the second quarter, the Vikings have the football. They're facing third down and 14 yards to go from their own 22-yard line. Vikings now moving from our right to left from north to south. The ball is on the right side hash mark. for the Vikings. Clausen with two backs in the backfield this time. One wide receiver left wants to throw. Little flare pass comes out here, falls incomplete, intended for Josh Wattier. And I am absolutely amazed at the offensive passing attack that we're seeing here after looking at the stats of what they've done in their first eight games.
It's really tough to generate that if you haven't done it all year. But on that swing pass, he missed a guy deep. He had a touchdown over the top.
Well, they're just not used to throwing the ball. Punting situation, fourth down and 14. The punter is Jackson Clausen. Keep in mind, he's the quarterback. Back deep to return it, Nick Perriott. He waits at his own 18-yard line as Clausen calls his count. He has the snap. Clausen, the left-footed kicker, got it blocked. It was partially blocked. It rolls across the 40, inside the 30, inside the 25, down to the 22. And you know what? By having that thing partially blocked, it might have been beneficial to him because the ball rolled forever and there was no chance for Nick Perriott to get a return there.
I guess whatever you got to do to work that field position, that's about as far as a block punt I've seen roll after it got tipped.
All the way down to, they're going to mark the ball, I think, at the 21-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock. Eagles lead it now 24-16 in what's been a shootout here so far. Let's see what Sloan Pelican and company can do. Nick Perriott goes wide to the right. Van Winkle in a slot to the right. Wide receiver left is Lane Buckmeyer. Quarterback Sloan Pelican has Jalen Barron set in the backfield with him. In motion comes Buckmeyer from left to right. Pelican starts to his left, now keeps it himself, ducks inside, tries to turn the corner. He breaks a tackle and still on his feet, out across the 30. What a job there by Sloan Pelican to keep his feet for a gain of about 9 on the play, very close to first down yardage.
Boy, he put a clinic on it, keeping the feet moving and getting a lot of extra yards there.
He got 10, first down. How about that?
If it wasn't for the freshman Bites making that tackle, he's probably still crawling the end zone.
So a gain of 10, first down yardage, puts the football to the 31-yard line. It's on the near hash mark now, right in front of our press box. From left to right goes Johnson Brock. They're red jerseys and red pants this afternoon here for the home game. Sloan Pelican with Barron set to his left. Buckmeyer in a slot to the right. Give off to Barron's running to the right. Barron's on his feet. Midfield to 40. Spin move across the 35. Inside the 35. Down to the 34-yard line goes Jalen Barron's. Another first down for Johnson Brock.
Junior Cass Carlson on the tackle. And Randy, you're starting to see a few missed tackles. Wassa maybe showing a little fatigue out there.
Well, Jalen Barron's running well on that one. Has the ball. Well, those receivers aren't used to running that many pass routes.
Yeah.
Ball is down to the 34-yard line of the Wausau Vikings. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. Eagles come over the football on first down. Right in front of our broadcast point is Nick Perriott as a wide receiver here to the right side. Pelican. Oh, we've got line jumping again there, a hard count, and I believe they're going to get him for offsides. It'll be a 5-yard penalty against the Vikings. That'll move the football down inside the 30, mark it at the 29-yard line, and it'll bring up first down and 5 yards to go now for the Eagles.
Good discipline there by the offensive lineman. They didn't budge an inch. They're right down in front of us. You could see that they drew the other team off.
First down and 5 at the 29-yard line. Johnson Brock up 24-16. Sloan Pelican, the junior signal caller, steps up to the center for a minute, now drops back into that familiar shotgun formation, standing right next to Jalen Barron's in the backfield. No handoff, back to pass, Pelican downfield, has a receiver, pass to Perriott at the 10, at the 5, Perriott at the pylon, touchdown! 29 yards on the touchdown pass to Nick Perriott, and the Johnson Brock Eagles are moving this football. Nick Perriott with his second passing receiving touchdown of the afternoon. So now our score moves to 30-16 as Johnson Brock lines up for the two-point conversion. Buckmeyer's wide to the right. The ends are set in tight. Buckmeyer in motion right to left. Fake to Buckmeyer. Pump one time. Pelican will not get in. He'll be tackled this time. Conversion fails. And their score remains 30-16. Johnson Brock on top. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City, Missouri.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City present this scoring drive recap. Your Johnson Brock Eagles took just four plays to go 59 yards, a 29-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott for the score. The two-point conversion run by Sloan Pelican couldn't get it in there, and the score remains 30-16. Johnson Brock on top with 10:02 to play here in the first half. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Well, Johnson Brock out to a two-score lead in what's been quite a shootout here. Both teams scoring on their first possession. Johnson Brock scored on their first two possessions before having to punt the ball. And now we're standing at 30-16, and we still have 10 minutes to go in the first half.
I hope they got enough backup bulbs for that scoreboard.
Yeah, I brought a lot of score sheets with me here. Farm Bureau Financial Services getting their money's worth this afternoon on their recaps. Here's the kick. And this one is going to get into the end zone once again. They could have returned that one and elected not to. They just got used to having it going in the end zone, didn't they?
Yeah, I might have anticipated one going through and it landed on the 2-yard line. You know, it's tough starting at the 15-yard line every time. You want to try to return every one of those you can.
Well, Johnson Brock, their first three drives, I think, started out around the 35, 37, somewhere in that area. So they've had the short field here. The ball is now marked at the 15-yard line for the Vikings. We'll try and get a scoring update from out at Humphrey St. Francis on that Sacred Heart game. We'll share our scores with John and keep you posted on that. First and 10 for the Vikings at the 15-yard line. Jackson Clawson has the snap. The lefty is back to pass, wants to throw. There's a flag thrown in the backfield. Now throwing deep. He's got a receiver open at the 30. That's Peterson making the catch. He's tackled to the 25-yard line, but we've got a flag down. That's probably going to be holding in the backfield here on the Vikings. Yes, it is. I saw it happen. I threw my flag from up here. The officials happen to be friends of yours from Fullerton, right?
Yeah, I do have a good friend of mine out there, Mark Alfords. Made the long trip down, and it looks like they're doing a nice job. That was the right call.
You'll tell your buddy Mark if you have his cell number, we can put it on the air in case our listeners have any questions.
Well, I think right now the Johnson fans are probably happy with him on that play, because that was a big gainer.
Yeah, sure was. The penalty yardage is going to put the football back inside the 5-yard line at about the 4.5, and it's going to be first down and 20 yards to go now. Quarterback Jackson Clawson is going to stand 2 yards deep in his own end zone in the shotgun formation. He's almost in that little flag football game that's going on down here in the end zone right now. Clawson has the snap. He'll run it. Goes off to his right, has short yardage. Nice defensive play. Open field tackle there by Johnson Brock.
Sophomore Austin Meyer closed the gap quickly. What looked like might have been a good-looking play to develop.
Meyer shuts that one down after a gain of just a couple. The ball is out across the 5. They'll give him 3 on the carry. Put the ball to the 8-yard line. Second down, 17 yards to go now for the Wausau Vikings. Glad to have you with us this afternoon here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Ryan Houghton seated alongside. Glad to have you with us this afternoon, Ryan. Second down and 7 to go. Back to pass is Clawson. Passes in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. Well played by Jalen Behrens. All over the intended receiver, Josh Wattier.
That's a blanket coverage there. Even on a reception, that thing was going to be done right there for a short game.
So the incompletion brings the football back to the 7-yard line. It'll be third down, 17 yards to go at the 7. Third and a long ways on this one. Jackson Clawson on third down and Humboldt waiting for the snap. He's back in the end zone. Oh, a little pass forward is completed, but tackled immediately. The receiver making the catch out here was Cash Carlson. Johnson Brock all over him.
Leighton Behrens wasn't having anything to do with that little shovel pass. Snuffed it out for a short gain.
Well, it appears that Johnson Brock pretty well prepared, but now they're getting used to the fact they're going to have to play pass defense here, I think. All right. Fourth down, 17 yards to go, 16 yards to go. Punting situation. Jackson Clawson, 3 yards deep in his own end zone to punt it out of there. Nick Perriott waits at his own 33-yard line to return this punt. Clawson wants to get it out of the end zone. He'll get the punt away. Oh, a nice one this time. Perriott lets the ball bounce. Oh, it went off the side of his foot. I thought it was going to be longer than that, but this ball goes out of bounds out somewhere near midfield, maybe even in Viking territory. Let's see. They're going to mark it at the 38-yard line, and once again, Johnson Brock begins their drive with just outstanding field position. These scoring drives they've had so far, listen to this, 44 yards, 42 yards, 46 yards, and their long drive was 59 on the last one, so they've been starting out with excellent position. This time they're only 38 yards from the end zone. First and 10 at the 38. Sloan Pelican and company. That's Lane Buckmeyer out to the left, the senior wide receiver to the left side of the field. Pelican has ends set in tight. Perriott to the right, to the left side, sets Chase Van Winkle. Quarterback, Sloan Pelican with the snap. He'll keep it himself and run to the left. He's got some room. He's inside the 35. He's got to get about 5 yards on the carry, down to near the 32. We're going to give him 6 on the play. Second down and 6 coming up.
Little zone read action there. Tug Dawson on the tackle. A good gainer on first down.
So now the football is marked at the 32-yard line. As warm as it is, we're going to have to make a water run here, I think, Ryan. Second down and 4 yards to go at the 32. Johnson Brock, wide receiver to each side of the field. Perriott here on the near side. That's Buckmeyer on the far side. Buckmeyer comes in motion. Back to pass, Pelican over the middle. He's got Perriott inside the 20, down near the 15, 16-yard line. They ran that same pass play with success 3 times in a row.
Yeah, they're getting a little crossing route there, and they're getting Perriott on one-on-one, and Wattier's having a tough time defending him.
Well, as long as it keeps working, they're going to go back to the well over and over on that one, because Perriott does a good job of working himself open on that slant route coming from right to left over the middle. This time he reaches down to the 16-yard line for a first and 10 for the Eagles. Buckmeyer out to the right, ends in tight. Behrens sets to the right side of Sloan Pelican in the backfield. Pelican with a snap. Keeps it. He'll run to the right side. Sloan Pelican twisting, turning. 3, 4, 5 guys on him, and he pushes his way down to the 11-yard line, and it took 4 of them to get him off his feet.
He bullied his way for that first down run, but Vikings were there. But like I said, he's really turning those knees. Very impressive.
Football spotted at the 11-yard line, second down and 5 yards to go for Johnson Brock. They lead this ball game 30-16 with 6:42 to play, still in the first half, and we've got all those points up. The ball down at the 11. That's where they mark it. Johnson Brock break their huddle and come over the football. Pelican is the quarterback. Buckmeyer sets to the right as a wide receiver in a slot. Now Buckmeyer comes in motion right to left. Pelican has the snap. Gives to Behrens. Behrens got daylight. Behrens takes it all the way for the touchdown. We got a flag thrown. 11 yards for the touchdown for Behrens. Jalen Behrens, but there is a flag thrown back around the 6-yard line. I think this one's probably going to come back.
Nice little trap play up the middle. He didn't even get touched. The closest man there was the referee.
Yeah, that was well blocked. He had quite a lane that took him all the way to the end zone. Penalty's going to move the ball back out to the 16-yard line. 5-yard penalty brings up second down and 10 yards to go, and that takes away that nice-looking touchdown run there by Jalen Behrens. So, second down and 10 now for the Eagles. Again, Johnson Brock leads this thing 30-16 if you're just checking in with us. Still playing here in the first half. Buckmeyer wide right. Going to have timeout taken on the field by Johnson Brock. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Back to Johnson, 6:06 to play here in the first half. The Johnson Brock Eagles on top, leading this one 30-16. Want to mention all the young folks that are working here with Johnson Brock Broadcasting on the Strive video stream. Aubrey Critchfield, Lily Morris, Briston Blecka, and Aubrey C. again, it says here. Okay, so that's our kids that are helping out tonight, doing a great job. Always fun to work with the young people here at Johnson Brock Broadcasting, and plus it's fun for the folks at home when they can watch the video stream, and we hope they enjoy having the audio to match up with it as it does when we do this. All right, second down, 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is a 16-yard line for the Eagles. An empty backfield this time for Sloan Pelican. In the shotgun, Pelican has the snap. Here comes the rush. Got rid of it. He's got Perriott near the goal line into the end zone. Touchdown. 16 yards on the touchdown pass to Nick Perriott. Perriott caught it at about the one and then took it on in, just fell over the top. And then for Nick Perriott, that is his third touchdown reception of the afternoon. This score coming is at 6 minutes.
Even.
6 minutes even to play here. In the second quarter, Johnson Brock has gone up 36-16 now.
They got to give Waters some help over there. He's having a tough time one-on-one.
I think that drive started at the 38, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah. Here we go. Drive for the two-point conversion. Hand off to Behrens. Behrens dives in, and he got there. Jalen Behrens carries in for the two-point conversion. Our score 38-16. Johnson Brock on top. Back in 30 seconds, this is the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. Johnson Brock took advantage of the short field, put together a five-play, 38-yard drive, capped off by a 16-yard touchdown pass to Nick Perriott, his third touchdown reception of the afternoon. Jalen Behrens carried in for the two-point conversion on the run. That runs our score now to Johnson Brock 38 and Wausau 16. 38-16, Johnson Brock on top, and we still, Ryan Houghton, have 6 minutes to play in the first half. We've seen a lot of offensive football already.
Yeah.
Pelican has it teed at the 30-yard line. Tug Dawson back deep on the left side. They're going to let her go into the end zone, out of the end zone. Got a pretty good game going on over here in the north end zone. In fact, looks like we got two games going over here. It's not touch football. They're hitting pretty hard over there, Ryan.
They look physical up there. Might have to suit them up.
The Eagles of the future out here playing ball in this north end zone. Not a lot of green grass. The rest of the field looks nice and green here, Johnson. Of course, playing on the artificial turf, one of the few eight-man artificial turfs that I've seen around the state. Here comes Wausau over the football. Jackson Clausen calling his starting count. Clausen has the snap. He wants to run with the football. Goes right up the middle. He's met after a short gain across the 15, out to about the 17-yard line. He'll get about two on the carry.
Carter Anderson, Gage Rasmussen on the tackle.
So Jackson Clausen going back to their bread and butter. They've been running the football all season long. As we said, only 17 completions in eight games to their top two receivers. And what they do this afternoon, came out throwing the football, filling the air with footballs. Second down and eight from the 17-yard line. Clausen will run it once again. Starts off to his right this time, and he'll have yardage across the 20, out around the 22-yard line. It'll bring up third down, still about 3 yards to go.
Same play, quarterback trap. Leighton Barron's tackle it, bring up third and manageable.
Well, this defensive line came in here this afternoon prepared to be trying to stop the run all afternoon, and what have we seen? We turned out at an air show here. Third down, 3 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 22-yard line for Jackson, Clausen, and company. Wattier sets to his left as the running back. Clausen keeps it. Comes out here to the first down yardage across the 25, out near the 29. It'll be a first and 10 for the Wausau Vikings.
Clausen made a nice little move there to high step the would-be tackler.
Fun to see these teams that decide to take their mascot from the NFL. They look like the Minnesota Vikings. They got the Vikings helmets with the Viking logo on the side of them. And of course, purple, gold, and white are their colors here. They're wearing all white today with gold trim, purple numerals. The ball marked out to the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the Wausau Vikings. One receiver to the left side of the field, that's Wattier. Two wide outs to the right. Quarterback is Clausen, the senior. Lefty is back to pass, sets up. Left-handed pass down the sideline. There's the receiver, just overthrows his intended receiver. He was looking downfield for Tucker right that time, but Tucker was pretty well covered.
Van Winkle had him wrapped up pretty good, but he had a nice pocket there for him. He had time to throw and a good delivery.
Ooh, ask and ye shall receive. Thank you, whoever brought us the cold water. That's very much appreciated. Thank you so much. Warm afternoon here in Johnson. That is warm for the 20th of October. This feels more like one of those August ball games right now with the sun shining in these west windows. Second down and 10 now. Football at the 29-yard line. Back to pass goes Clausen. Throws out to the left. Pass is going to be complete. Caught by Josh Wattier. Short of the first down, he's out at the 36-yard line.
Yeah, it's wide open. He went to the ground there. I don't know if that was really necessary. He could have got probably a few more yards. Maybe picked up the first down.
My broadcast partner this afternoon is Ryan Houghton, head football coach at Johnson County Central High School. Ryan, really glad you made the trip over to Johnson this afternoon.
Oh, it doesn't get any better than this on a fall day and beautiful weather.
Fun way, huh? Third down and 3. Nice way to spend a nice afternoon. Third and 3 now at the 36-yard line for the Vikings. Clausen has the snap. He'll run it up the middle, and he'll get close to first down yardage. I believe he's going to have it. He's out to about the 39 before three defensive linemen come up and make the stop on him.
Good converge there by, 3 to 4 interior linemen and linebacker there for Johnson Brock. Good team tackling.
I believe they're going to bring the chains in and measure. This football, the nose of it is touching the 39-yard line.
What do you think, Randy? Is that a first down? I'm right on it.
He's 4 inches short. If you look at the down marker, provided that the field, and this is an artificial turf field, so it should
be
laid out pretty accurate, I say he's 4 inches short.
I think he's going to be a little short, too.
Half the length of the football short. They'll stretch out the chains, and just as Randy predicted, he's 4 inches short. Pretty easy when we're right on line with the football here. We're right on the line of scrimmage. I want to mention again the wonderful hospitality that we receive here when we come to Johnson Brock. Superintendent here, Jeff Kaler, also the activities director. Whether we're in town for a volleyball game or to work basketball or to come down here and work a football contest, the hospitality is just wonderful. And, of course, it's fun to work with Tara Stoodhite and her Johnson Brock broadcasting students. Always fun to see the young people getting interested in this. You know, Tara, we're going to have to work some of these new young kids into our basketball broadcast this season. A lot of fresh crop of freshmen, I think, came in this year in the Johnson Brock broadcasting classes. Fourth down
and inches. Big play here.
And they line up in a shotgun. How about that? Clausen in a shotgun on fourth and less than a foot. He'll run.
Oh, timeout just before the snap.
Wow, timeout taken as they snap the football. So we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on the Bruce State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools.
So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to Johnson, Nebraska, Johnson Brock High School. Our score, 38-16, Johnson Brock on top. Clock now showing 3:09 to play, still in the first half here at Johnson.
It's been a long first half, Randy.
Sure has. Lots of football, lots of scoring taking place here in the first half of this one. When play is resumed, the Wausau Vikings are facing fourth down and less than a foot to go at their own 39-yard line. They come out in a spread set with two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left. Josh Wattier is the running back behind Jackson Clawson, the quarterback. Clawson hands under center for the first time this afternoon. Quarterback sneak, he'll get it. He just had Wattier back there as the push locomotive behind him. And they get it across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 at the 39, rather. There is no 41 here. 39-yard line is where they mark it. First and 10 now for the Wausau Vikings in Johnson-Brock territory. I once won a bet with some friends. Told them in my entire high school career, our senior year, we never once crossed the 50-yard line.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I won that bet. You know why. 80-yard field when we play eight-man ball. There is no 50-yard line. Here we go. At the 39 of Johnson Brock, Wausau Vikings football on first and 10. The left-handed signal caller, Jackson Clawson.
Oh, he got him.
Going to throw left. He's got the receiver. The pass completed. The 10, he dropped the football. It's going to be an incomplete pass. Making the reception momentarily was Josh Wattier. Nobody hit him. He just didn't put the football away, and he got away from him.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, he was open down there, caught the ball, and then when he tried to put it away, it got away from him. He dropped the football.
He'd like that one back. Once again, they faked that quarterback zone play, pump faked. The cornerback really bit on it, and they had him wide open.
I heard what Wattier was saying to the defender. They were chatting. He must have been saying, you could have at least hit me and made it look like I got the ball knocked loose or something. Here we go, second down and 10 at the 39-yard line of Johnson Brock. Vikings football. Jackson Clawson, two receivers wide to the left side. Clawson has the snap. Sets in the pocket. All kinds of time. Over the middle pass is going to be complete to Josh Wattier. Wattier down to the 31-yard line. He'll have a gain of 8 on the carry, on the catch. It'll bring up third down and 2.
You know, Randy, I'm really impressed with Wausau's pass protection. They're giving him time, even though they haven't passed a lot this year. They've sure given him a nice pocket to throw from.
Johnson Brock's defense has just got to be stunned at what they've seen here in the first half. I'm sure they were preparing all week for that fierce running game they've put on display all season. Third down and 2 at the 31-yard line of Johnson Brock. Clawson is going to run it himself. Starts to the left. He's got a block at the 30, the 25, the 20, inside the 10, and dropped down around the 7 or 8-yard line goes Jackson Clawson. And these Wausau Vikings, they're not going to go away, Ryan.
Boy, they're scrappy. I'll tell you, it looked like he about stepped out of bounds there, but he tight-roped it. If it wasn't for Jalen Barron's making that play, he's in for 6.
Well, they're trailing by 3 scores here, 38-16, but you'd never know it. They're trying to battle back into this thing. Still a minute 40 to play here in the first half. They're down here threatening to score now. First and goal at the 7-yard line. The ball is on the left hash mark. They're moving from right to left, from north to south. Quarterback Clawson has a running back, Carlson, set next to him this time. He's back to pass, looks to the corner in the end zone, and it falls incomplete. The receiver slipped and fell down as he was trying to throw out to the left side. He was looking out there for Tucker Wright.
Looks like there's a little confusion on those routes. He had two guys in one area. I think somebody zigged when the other one zagged.
And the result, an incompletion. Second down and goal at the 7. Jackson Clawson, a senior signal caller. He's a lefty. That presents a little different picture for the defenders rushing in there, too, that he's left-handed. Two receivers wide to the right. And now timeout taking Johnson Brock with a minute 20 to play here in the first half. Our score, 38-16. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3.
This afternoon's football game being video streamed by Johnson Brock Broadcasting at strib.tv/Johnson-Brock. Our camera girl this afternoon is Lily Morris, and our producer engineer operating the soundboard over there is Aubrey Critchfield. Aubrey and Lily, good job, ladies. Appreciate you being here to help bring the broadcast to our listeners and viewers. All right, the football now is going to be marked at the 7-yard line, second down and goal. 1:20 to play here in the first half. Wausau with the football. Jackson Clausen moves the running back to the left. That's Cash Carlson sitting on his left hip. In motion from right to left. The return man hit in the backfield, getting away. Now wants to throw into the end zone, and the pass falls incomplete. He had the receiver behind the coverage. Well, they've been throwing the ball a lot. You can kind of see that they haven't done that a lot this season.
Yeah, boy, they took a page out of Johnson's book there, Randy. That was that run-pass option. He stepped up. He had him, and he just one-hopped it. They've been rolling him as a left-handed quarterback to the right a lot, and that's tough.
That's hard to do for a lefty when you're rolling right under pressure like he was. So now it's third down and goal at the 7. To the right side, split wide to the right is Tucker Wright in a slot, Tug Dawson. Quarterback Clausen has the snap. He'll run with the football this time. Goes to his left, hit in the backfield, and dropped for a loss back out to the 13-yard line. Big defensive hit.
Boy, nothing doing there. Zach Hawley's all over. Looks like we've got a flag down, though, Randy.
Oh, wow. Must have got a face mask or something. Let's see what we're going to have. Personal foul?
They do.
Okay, against Johnson Brock. Well, that looked like a huge defensive stop for the big loss on the quarterback to get him back out at the 14-yard line. But the flag was thrown. The personal foul must have got a hold of the face gear there. Penalty yardage is going to mark the football down to the 6-yard line is where they'll put it. Still be third down and goal.
Boy, that's a big penalty. They would have had a very difficult spot there trying to score.
And you don't see
14.
A lot of field goals in 8-man football. What do we got for time left here? 1:04, I believe.
Yeah.
In broad daylight with bright sunshine, that scoreboard's a little bit tough to read down there. Kind of designed for the nighttime ball games. Here we go, third down and goal. The ball at the 6-yard line on the left hash mark. Split wide to the right is Tug Dawson. Now we've got some discussion here. The coaching staff out onto the field, Coach Adrian Alonzo for Wausau, had a question for the referee here.
Third down.
It is third down. That's what they're confirming. All right. Football at the 6-yard line, third and goal. Set next to Clausen is Cash Carlson. Two receivers wide left. Tucker and Wattier, back to pass. Clausen has the ball knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Who got a hand on it?
Barron's got a hand on it. He was just sitting there right in the hole. They ran a little swivel route, and that ball was underthrown again, and Barron's was able to bat it down.
I think as we look at the defensive stats, Jalen Barron's is right at the top of them there, I believe.
He is. He's a leading tackler with 77 on the year.
He's very active out here defensively. We're going to have a timeout taken now by Wausau with 1 minute even to play in the first half. They trail 38-16. They'll be facing fourth and goal when we return on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Fucking off air here. why not Bloomfield and Randolph? Lost all those and bounced back and got Osmond 34-20 last week. They come over the football on fourth down and goal. The line of scrimmage is the six-yard line. The ball is on the left hash mark. A wide receiver to the right side is Tucker Wright. Clausen calling his starting count. Has Wattier next to him. Throws out to Wattier. Wattier heads toward the corner. He'll be dropped short. Super defensive play, and you guessed it, Jalen Behrens, right?
No, check that. Chase Van Winkle.
Van Winkle got him
great
that time.
Great open field tackle. A little swing pass. It looked like he was going to get in there, and Van Winkle just sawed him down.
Van Winkle was doing his best Jalen Behrens impression over there. Yeah, impersonation. That's what he was trying to do.
We've got a man down at the three. I think that's the guy that got tackled. That was Wattier.
All right, the clock is down to 54 seconds to play here in the first half. If you're checking in with us, our score, Johnson Brock on top, 38-16. During our halftime, we invite you to be with us for our halftime recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. That's coming up at halftime. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Still time out on the field here for the injured player. We're going to keep it here live. Johnson Brock's already huddled up in their end zone. They're ready to come out and run a play and finish up this first half. Defensively, the Vikings are huddled over there around head coach Adrian Alonzo. We want to say thanks to Coach Alonzo and to the activities director Greg Kahn out at Wausau. Pleasure to work with them in the days leading up to this broadcast. They were very cooperative in sharing information with us and starters and rosters and all the things that we need to do our game prep. Contrary to what some people think, we don't just walk in and do the football game. There's a little bit of time that goes into it. First down and 10, Johnson Brock from their own 2-yard line. Sloan Pelican in the shotgun stands 3 yards deep in his own end zone in the shadow of the goalpost down here at the south end. Gives the ball off to Behrens. Behrens broke a tackle. He's to the 10, across the 10, and out to the 14-yard line. He'll have a gain of 12 on the carry. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Nice run. Nice picking through the trash in there a little bit. Good tackle by number 4. Behrens may still be running.
Clock shows 45 seconds left now to play here in the first half. Again, our score 38-16. That halftime scoring recap is going to take a few minutes here at halftime.
Yes, it will.
May have to have an extended half just to get it all in. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. Their own 14 for Johnson Brock. This is Sloan Pelican, who has the snap.
Oh, look at Pelican.
Pressure coming. Pelican downfield. Got a receiver. Jump ball. And it falls incomplete at the 38-yard line. Nick Perriott was going to try and pull off one of those patented catches where he jumps up between two defenders for a jump ball. That one wouldn't fall his way.
Tucker Wright on the coverage there. And they missed Perriott earlier. If they would have hit him in stride, he might have been gone. They better find somebody to cover him since Wattier's out.
Yeah, Nick Perriott has caught 3 touchdown passes already in this football game this afternoon. He has touchdown passes of 36 yards, 29 yards, and 16 on those 3 receptions. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican on second down and 10 at the 14. Pelican sets to pass. Going to throw deep down the right sideline. Van Winkle just overthrows him at the 25-yard line right in front of our broadcast window. I was tempted to come out and tip it his way here. I love coming to Johnson Brock to work football. Folks, we are at the 40-yard line. We're, what would you guess, maybe 10 yards off the sideline, and we're on the third floor of this press box right above the Johnson Brock bench. We could lower a microphone out our window and get all the calls from the coaches if we wanted. We're that close to the action. Not a better place to work football. Third down and 10 now at the 14-yard line. Sloan Pelican has the snap. Gives it off to Behrens around the left side, 15, 20. 25, taken out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. Ooh, a little bit of extra activity on the sideline over there.
Tucker Wright saved there a touchdown. Nice tackle pushing him out. 7 seconds.
Has the football out to the 27-yard line. Down to 11 seconds to play. Probably this will be the last play of the first half. Johnson Brock again up 38-16. Be sure and stay with us for that halftime scoring recap that we'll be sharing with you. At the 27-yard line, first down and 10.
Better find Perriott here.
Perriott's wide to the right side, the near side of the field, right in front of the press box. Pelican looks over at Perriott. maybe he's telegraphing something here. Let's see. Sloan Pelican on first and 10. There comes the defense across the line. They tried that hard count again.
It's the third time they've got him.
Well, you got to tip your hat to the offensive line for the discipline that they're showing here for Johnson Brock to stay put. I want to remind you we'll have high school football again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. The Mount City Panthers hosting the Rockport Blue Jays. Meanwhile, tomorrow night I'll be over on our sister station KTNC traveling up to Raymond, Nebraska. The Fall City Tigers taking on Raymond Central. Both of those games kicking off at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. First down and 10 now at the 32-yard line. Johnson Brock's own 32 with 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Pelican has the snap. He wants to throw deep. He's got the receiver throwing deep downfield for Perriott. Just overthrows him at the 12. Perriott was pretty well covered that time. Good defense back there for the Vikings.
Jailer Peterson on good coverage. They have a safety in now there, Randy, that's covering that. We're down to 5 seconds left.
I just took 6 seconds to run that pattern. That's pretty good speed if he got down there in 6 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Second down and 5 yards to go. Johnson Brock at their own 32-yard line. They've got one more shot at it here with 5 seconds on the clock, leading 38-16 on second and 5. Quarterback Sloan Pelican, he's a junior. You know, Sloan got a lot of playing experience back when Caleb Fossenbarger was injured and Sloan was just a freshman. He saw a lot of varsity quarterbacks action as a freshman. You can sure see that he's drawing on that experience now as a junior, playing well out here. On second and 5, Pelican gets rid of the ball, throws it down to Perriott, nearly caught, falls incomplete at the 37-yard line, and that should...
1 second left.
Really? That was a 4-second play. Boy, how many plays can you run in 11 seconds?
The guy on the clock downstairs is...
Yeah, third down.
Maybe his finger's cramping up from all the points on the board.
That might be it. Third down and 5 yards to go. At the 32-yard line, right about now, I would think that Coach Adrian Alonzo is saying, my goodness, is this half ever going to end? Third down and 5 at the 32. They'll run one more. Sloan Pelican, two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left. That's Buckmeyer over to the far side. Pelican throws it out here, passes complete to Van Winkle. He's midfield to the 40 and dropped at the 38-yard line. And that will end the first half. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 38 and Wausau 16. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes here on Sunny 101.3.
Calling all sports fans, high school sports are back. Whatever your favorite sport, we know you will join Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual in supporting all of our local athletes. Auburn Insurance Service is proud to be a part of this community and looks forward to catching all of the sports action this fall. If you want a strong insurance team working for you, call Auburn Insurance Service today at 274-5340. For a quote from Grinnell Mutual and experience our policy of working together.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Greetings, everyone, from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Hey, Bart, you know what time it is?
What time is it, Duggar?
It's harvest time!
You bet it is. Come to Farm and City Supply for all your needs this year. You can light up the night with our new selection of LED lights and light bars. Great prices. New product is really nice. You got to come check them out. Also, remember, for all your roller chain, bearings, sprockets, and hubs, for anything that breaks down, we've got a good line of oil and lubricants here in stock, so... Farm and City Supply for all your harvest needs.
Welcome to today's episode of The Great Unknown. Last time, we talked about why chickens can't just cross the road in peace. Today's topic is the great unknowns of the future. Like, am I ready for what life throws at me? Well, that answer is easy. Just call a local State Farm agent. State Farm agents will help you plan for the what-ifs in life so you know what to expect if the unexpected happens. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
To plan for your great unknowns, call State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, we're back here at Johnson with the halftime show recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now to Randy for the halftime recap.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Well, it's quite a football game. Lots of offense in the first half. Our halftime score, 38-16. Johnson Brock leading the Wausau Vikings. Let's look at how the scoring occurred. At 10-16 to play in the first period, just barely 2 minutes into the game, Jackson Clawson got loose for a 27-yard touchdown run that capped a five-play, 47-yard drive. Clawson also carried in for the two-point conversion, and Wausau jumped out to an early 8-0 lead. Johnson Brock came battling back less than a minute later with a 36-yard touchdown pass. Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott, the first of three touchdowns Perriott would catch in that first half. Just a two-play, 44-yard drive. Jalen Behrens carried in for the two-point conversion. We were tied at 8. At the 5:06 mark of the first quarter, Pelican on a quarterback keeper ran 16 yards for a touchdown, passed to Perriott for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock with their first lead of the afternoon. They went up 16-8. At 4:56 to play in the first period, Jackson Clawson, a big 65-yard run on a quarterback keeper. Wattier carried in for the two-point conversion, and the Vikings had tied it up at 16-all. With 2:14 to play in the first quarter, a 21-yard run by Chase Van Winkle capped an 8-play, 46-yard drive. The pass was to Nick Perriott for the two-point conversion, and after one quarter, Johnson Brock led it 24-16. Second period, offensively, all Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican to Nick Perriott. A pair of touchdown passes, one from 29 yards out, another from 16 yards out. One of the conversion failed. The other was successful on a Jalen Behrens two-point carry. Makes it 38-16. That's our halftime score, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Wausau Vikings. We're going to take a two-minute timeout here. Then we're going to check in with your local weather forecast. Another two-minute break, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Live from Johnson, you're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Western National Bank, with local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, specializing in agricultural loans, business loans, as well as deposit accounts, with many resources located online at mywnb.com. Western National Bank also offers mobile banking, with an app to bank from anywhere. Local branches in Summerfield, Kansas, and Tecumseh, Nebraska, are one of the 11 offices that have been serving financial needs of area customers for nearly 30 years. Western National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wherry Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wherry Mortuary in southeast Nebraska, with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wherry Mortuary, their family serving your family.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agents. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt, and put them to work for you.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 45 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 83. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Dry with temperatures well above average Saturday and Sunday, and highs from the upper 70s to the mid 80s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Hi, I'm Julie Figner, Director of Imaging at Community Medical Center, Fall City. We know October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm proud to say CMC offers the latest in breast imaging technology in the region. Is it time for you to have a mammogram? If you're age 40 or older, talk to your healthcare provider. Now is a great time to make sure you're up to date on your mammogram and other wellness checks. We will partner with your provider and make sure you're cared for in a professional and comfortable way. CMC wants you to live well and be well.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Johnson, Nebraska. We're at Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Wausau Vikings 38-16, our halftime score. We have a scoring update now from out at Humphrey. Humphrey St. Francis, the Flyers leading the Sacred Heart Irish at the half, 36-6, your halftime score out at Humphrey. St. Francis 36 and Sacred Heart 6. Other games going on later tonight. Nebraska City Lord Central traveling out to Lawrence Nelson. I believe that's a 5:30 kickoff. That should be getting underway right about now out at Lawrence Nelson. Want to remind you, we'll have high school football for you again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon will take you over to Mound City, Missouri, as the Mound City Panthers will host the Rockport Blue Jays. Meanwhile, tomorrow night, I'll be moving over to our sister station, KTN, and I'll be on the road to the Fall City Tigers as they take on the Mustangs of Raymond Central. Both of those games live tomorrow night. Kickoff around 7 o'clock. Pre-game show starts at 6:30 when we'll talk with the Peru State coaches. I want to remind you also, Peru State at home this Saturday afternoon. It's the annual Hall of Fame game that they'll be having. I've got some friends being honored, inducted into that Hall of Fame. Doug Goltz, the head coach at Fall City Sacred Heart, being inducted into there. A longtime athletic director and coach Maxine Mayhus from back in the 80s. She's going to be inducted also. A lot of people that I worked with when we were calling the Peru State games there for a number of years. We're going to take another time out here and be back with more of our halftime show. You're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report. Highland Community College, they're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Global Solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
An extra 20% of your annual pay is waiting for you at Fast Global Solutions. Jump in and work for a 100% employee-owned company where they will contribute 20% of your annual pay to your own ESOP retirement account. Apply now at work@fast.com. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
Fast Global Solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Welcome to U.S. Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Ryan Houghton back with you here at Johnson. It's halftime. The Johnson-Brock Eagles leading the Wausau Vikings. Our halftime score, Johnson-Brock 38 and Wausau 16. Well, we talked about our coverage coming up tomorrow night with Raymond Central, Fall City High, also Rockport and Mound City. We do want to acknowledge the fact that the six-man playoffs getting underway. Area teams involved in that. Sterling is going to be playing out at Meridian tomorrow evening. And Pawnee City is hosting Dorchester. So we'll see how all this plays out. Sacred Heart right now on the short end of things out at Humphrey St. Francis. I can tell you this, we're going to have some playoff coverage for you next Friday night. Johnson Brock, if things continue to go well here for them this afternoon, I've heard all kinds of wild ideas and speculation about where Johnson Brock might end up. We try to avoid that because we know that all it takes is one upset somewhere in the mess and it all changes everything. But regardless of where Johnson Brock is, if they're at home or on the road, we'll have coverage for you. We can promise you that. Also, of course, we're keeping an eye on our friends in Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs are having a reasonably successful season. We'll see how they come out. And we'll be watching our Pawnee City and Sterling six-man team. So it's impossible for us to tell you now where we're going to be or when we're going to be, but I can tell you we're going to have some coverage for you as this thing plays out. It's my favorite time of the year here, Ryan, when we get into playoffs, especially when you can get an evening like this.
Oh, it's beautiful. This has always been my favorite time of the year. We look across the way, we see the trees, red, yellow, all kinds of
combine
different colors.
Out behind the press box, harvesting the bean field. We got it all right here in Johnson tonight. You know, sometimes we get into these playoff games late October, early November. I've sat in some real snowstorms. I worked the coldest football game of my life in Arlington, Nebraska a few years ago. It was 14 degrees when we kicked off, and it got colder from there. And then came the freezing rain and sleet. And get this, the press box was full to capacity, so we were sitting in the stands with the fans trying to keep our equipment from shorting out with all the freezing rain that was falling. And by the time I crawled in the pickup, we sat there, and both the truck and the announcer had to warm up a little bit before we were able to drive away. But that makes you appreciate a night like we've got here this evening in Johnson. Just a gorgeous evening for high school football. As we get set to move into third quarter action, we want to remind you once more that this halftime report has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. And we certainly want to thank our friends down at Highland Community College for helping to present this coverage of high school football. All right, Johnson Brock won the opening coin toss, and they elected to defer their decision to the second half, so they get to receive the football to start this third quarter. Teeing the ball up is Tucker Wright. He has a tee at the 30, ready to kick it away. Back deep, Nick Perriott on the far side, Chase Van Winkle on the near side.
Here comes your onside again.
And there it is. The onside bounces up, grabbed up and covered right away. Good job for the second time tonight by Leighton Behrens. That's the second one of those he's got. By now, the surprise is gone, and you got to wonder just how effective can that be. These guys are ready for it. You don't suppose that was mentioned just before they went out onto the field, do you, Coach?
You know, knowing Coach Roberts, my neighbor there in Tecumseh, I guarantee you they practiced that all week long.
So Johnson Brock, again, just outstanding field position. They start at their own 36-yard line. This is the fourth time they've started right around that same spot. First and 10 for the Eagles. They lead it 38-16. We move to second half action. Sloan Pelican, wide receiver to the left. That's Lane Buckmeyer. Pelican has the snap, gives to Behrens. Behrens hit at the line of scrimmage and tackled it. I'm telling you, that freshman, Ashton Bites, can play football.
I'll tell you what, he is impressive. He got a one-on-one there, and it's tough to tackle Behrens in the open.
Just a freshman. Keep in mind, he's probably 14 years old.
he locked him up, and he didn't get another inch after that.
Big boy. Get him for a loss of two. Put the football back now to the 34-yard line. Second down and 12, Johnson Brock. To the near side is Buckmeyer. Two wide receivers wide to the right. Van Winkle in a slot to the right. In motion goes Buckmeyer from left to right. They run the option, keeping it as Pelican. Into the open at the 35, the 30. Knocked down a tackler inside the 25, down to the 20. And I'm telling you, getting up slowly is Tucker Wright. He got punished at the 30-yard line when he stepped in front of Sloan Pelican.
Yeah, he hit a runaway bus right there. Pelican just left him about 10 yards behind after that.
He's wondering if anybody got the number of that F-150 pickup that just came through here. But Pelican runs tough, and that's not putting down the tackling effort of the Vikings by any means. Pelican, just a tough ball carrier. Sloan Pelican on first and 10 at the 21-yard line. Waits in the shotgun to take the snap with Behrens on his left hip in the backfield. Again, Buckmeyer comes in motion. They hand to Behrens, running to the right side. Behrens is going to be wrapped up. Good defensive play there. And now a flag comes in as Behrens is dropped inside the 20 and around the 18-yard line. Let's see what this penalty is going to be.
Personal foul.
Waiting to see. I'm so impressed with Ashton Bites. He's a freshman. I don't have a weight listed for him, but he's a big boy for a freshman out there and doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, he's rangy. You can tell he's probably a 200-pounder. I mean, that is a good-looking freshman. I could take about three of them.
Yeah, one-on-one. Think what he's going to do in a couple of years. My goodness. Penalty yardage puts the football inside the 10-yard line. First and goal. Call up the 9. Pelican has Behrens to his left. Double tight end formation with Buckmeyer split to the left side of the field. Pelican has the snap, keeps it himself right up the middle. He's at the 5, crashes inside the 5, down near the 2 or the 3-yard line. They'll stop him short of the goal. It'll bring up second down and goal. Austin Meyer, the tight end, will be bringing the play in over here from Coach Mitch Roberts. He alternates, I believe, in there with normally when they do. Oh, now Pelican's
going to have to come out for a play. Lost his helmet.
Uh-oh. Well, the lid came off.
He really did a good job of
Mitch bolting. Roberts hasn't noticed that yet, has he?
Well, he's got the backup ready to go.
All right. In there, quarterback then is going to be, who we got?
Austin Meyer.
Okay, Meyer.
Sophomore.
That's who's going to line it. No? Let's see. They're going to snap the ball to Van Winkle, I think. Van Winkle takes the snap. He'll run to the right. Ducks in, fights near the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Chase Van Winkle on a quarterback keeper from 3 yards out. Takes it in for the touchdown. And Johnson Brock starting to extend the lead now. A 3-yard touchdown run. Chase Van Winkle. So in Sloan Pelican's absence, Van Winkle takes the snap and takes it in for the TD. Give me a time on that. I can't see the
9:57
to play in here in the third quarter. And Johnson Brock lines up to go for two. Van Winkle will stay in at the quarterback. He has a snap, gives the ball to Behrens. Behrens to the left corner at the pylon, dives in for the two-point conversion. Jalen Behrens runs in for the two-pointer, and our score now goes 46-16. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Bureau Financial Services presenting this scoring recap. Just four plays to go 44 yards. Chase Van Winkle on the Wildcat snap scored from a three-yard run. And then Jalen Behrens carried in for the two-point conversion, pushes the score now to 46-16. Johnson Brock in command with 9:59.7 to play here in the third quarter. Scoring drive recap presented by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Jake and Tasha Arm Connect in Auburn, Weston Witt in Falls City. Johnson Brock now starting to take command here, up by 30. They've got the ball teed at the 30. Sloan Pelican will do the kicking. Not much of an opportunity to return any of these kickoffs so far this afternoon. This one they might get to. It's going to be picked up by Tug Dawson at the 6, to the 10, the 15, the 20. Dawson across the 25, out to around the 28-yard line, and a nice job on the return there by Tug Dawson. Dawson, a senior running back on that kickoff return.
Well, they finally got an opportunity. It was well blocked, and they now they've got a little field position here.
This is probably one of the best starting field positions that the Vikings have seen. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. Clawson in the gun. Set to his right is Wattier, the running back. Jackson Clawson gives to Wattier. He tries to run to the left. He found some room. He got it across the 30, dove out to around the 33-yard line. We're going to give him about 5 on the carry. Should bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
Good hit and tackle by Lane Buckmeyer after a 5-yard gain.
I just love being seated this close to the action. It's so much fun to describe what's happening when it's happening on a table right in front of you.
Yeah,
that's what
I feel like I'm on the sideline
here. Second down and 5 at the 33-yard line for the Vikings of Wausau. As Jackson Clawson waits for a snap, has it, gives off to the running back, Josh Wattier. Wattier will get it close to first down yardage. He's out near the 39. I think he's got it with about a yard to spare.
Looks like Wass is maybe making a little commitment back to the running game, something a little different we've seen the first half.
That's what they've done all season, and they've done so successfully. Josh Wattier averaged 9.4 yards a carry on the season. That's on 96 carries, so he's been pretty productive in the running game. At the 39-yard line, first down and 10 for the Vikings. Clawson looks at three down linemen, has the snap, gives to Wattier again, and Wattier's got yardage down to the 35. He's good for 6 yards on the carry, and right now the Vikings are just lining up and saying, we're coming right at you, Eagles, and doing so successfully.
Well, as you can see here, Randy, they've changed up their front. They're in an unbalanced line. They've even got a little H-back in there, and they're just really committed right now. Instead of spreading it, coming right downhill and mashing it at them.
Problem is, though, they've dug themselves into a 46-16 hole, and the running game's kind of hard to come back from 30 points down. 8:22 to go in the third quarter here at Johnson. Jackson Clawson, double tight ends. Clawson has the snap. He'll run it on the option. Pitches back to the trailing back, Wattier. Oh, nice open field tackle. Wattier dropped after a gain of about a yard.
Nick Perriott with a heck of a tackle out there. Short gain on the option play.
You know, one of the things that's lost on some folks that follow this is eight-man football, how these smaller schools, these kids have to go both ways. They're out there on offense. They're out there on defense. You take Nick Perriott. He's out there catching passes, and he's also up there one of your leading tacklers. Same thing that you talk about Jalen Behrens, leading tackler, leading rusher. Boy, these kids work hard. Third down and 3 now at the 34-yard line. Clawson puts Wattier in motion out to the left. Clawson will keep it right up the middle. Oh, he met at the line of scrimmage. Big hit there. No less than 3 Eagle defenders waiting for him.
Looked like Carter Anderson was all over that. Stuffed that thing right at the line of scrimmage.
Big Carter Anderson, a senior. We don't have a weight listed. Something over 200 pounds.
It's never been a 250 right there.
He's a big boy, and he was waiting for that one. All right, it's 4th down and 3. The line of scrimmage is at the Johnson Brock 34-yard line. Vikings going after it, down by 30. Clawson on 4th and 3, calling the cadence. He's got the snap, gives to Wattier. Wattier's got the first down. He crashes inside the 30, down to around the 28-yard line. They can run the football. They do a good job here with it.
Well, they got a lot. He's got a lot of good forward lean. He's lowering his head. Van Winkle was there, but there was about 2 yards of yards after contact on that tackle. Hope folks watching the game on Johnson Brock Broadcasting Strive TV video stream, we hope you're enjoying the broadcast this afternoon. If you're enjoying watching the game as much as we're enjoying bringing it to you, we're all having a pretty good time here. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. Clawson gives to Wattier. He runs to his left. Wattier's going to be dropped just outside the 25 near the 26. He'll get a gain of about 2 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go for the Vikings.
Good pursuit tackling there by Johnson Brock.
I'm guessing it's probably the better part of a 3-hour drive from Wausau to Johnson.
I don't think you could get here in 3.
It'd be close. Yep. At least that's for sure. A few folks made the trip. They've got some fans down here. Those of you that couldn't make it, probably involved with Harvest. We're glad you're joining us right here. Clawson on second down and 8 at the 26-yard line. He has the snap. Keeps it himself. He'll run to the left. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Clawson. 26 yards on the touchdown carry by Jackson Clawson, and he got open down that left sideline. Right about now, they got to maybe be wondering why they got away from their running game, because they're pretty successful with it on this particular possession. So the touchdown makes it 46-22, and we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. Give me a time there.
5:53
to play. And we're in the third quarter here at Johnson. Here's the two-point conversion coming up. Clawson calls the count, gives to Wattier. He tries to run to the right. That's not going to happen. Behrens is there to get him. They drop him for a loss. Conversion fails, and the score goes 46-22. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, they tell us folks are watching the game in Dallas, Texas. Who's watching down there?
Oh, a good buddy of mine, a heck of a football player, John Atkinson, is down there in Dallas tuning in. He says he loves hearing you, and it sounds very professional.
Well, thank you. That's very kind. Another scoring drive recap here presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That drive, 8 plays, 52 yards there for the Vikings. 26-yard run by Jackson Clawson. The conversion failed, and our score stands at 46-22. Johnson Brock on top, 5:53 to play in the third period here at Johnson. Scoring recap brought to you by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Well, after the touchdown, time for another kickoff here by the Vikings. It'll be Tucker Wright to tee it up. They've been trying the onside here on every kick so far. Let's see if he kicks it away this time. Doesn't look like it. And another onside. They're trying. And this time it's going to work. It hit Behrens. The ball got away from him. Leighton Behrens had covered several of those up. Now we've got a flag thrown. A flag thrown in late. We've got a player shaking up here on the near sideline. And the player that's down on the field for Wausau is Cash Carlson. Now he's getting up under his own steam. That's good to see.
There was a big collision there. He might have got the wind knocked out of him. Okay. I'm not quite sure what this flag's going to be because it was touched prior to 10 by Johnson.
Yeah, they're going to have a conversation here about who touched it, when, and where. What did he know, and when did he know it?
Yeah, you know, once that ball's touched, it's live.
Mitch Roberts was expressing his opinion here for a moment as the referees are meeting right on the Johnson Brock sideline in front of Johnson Brock's bench.
Wait,
they're
going
to pick the flag up, and the ball's going to belong to the Vikings. Well, if you execute that onside kick enough times in an afternoon, you're going to win one. And they executed that one perfectly. It bounced high in the air just as Behrens was about to try and field it. He couldn't pull it down. Reaching up there, that's Leighton Behrens, who had fallen on two of them successfully earlier today. That one got away from him, and so the Vikings, who have pulled it within 46-22, get the ball right back. They'll start first and 10 at their own 37-yard line.
You know, he could have fair caught that, Randy.
Yeah?
That came up in a college game this weekend.
All right, the ball is at the 37-yard line, first and 10 for the Wausau Vikings. Jackson Clawson
in the shotgun, has the snap, gives to Wattier. Wattier runs to the left, short yardage this time, only got about a yard, not much more. Good defensive up front there. Defensive pursuit by Johnson Brock.
Not much doing. Good defensive line push up front.
Lane Buckmeyer kind of submarined in under everything there and helped on the tackle. Gain of a yard. It'll be second down and 9 yards to go. Folks listening as far away as Dallas, Texas. It is interesting. Sometimes I have a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that these games can be listened to anywhere on the planet. Here we are at the 38-yard line, second down and 9 yards to go for Jackson Clawson. Clawson calls the cadence, takes the snap, gives to Wattier. Wattier runs to the left. Johnson Brock says nothing doing. He maybe got a yard out to the 39. That's all they're going to give him. It'll be third down and 8.
Whole host of Eagles on the tackle, but Pelican leading the way.
Johnson Brock has figured out that maybe now they're going to run the ball on us. That's about the time they break out the passing game for one of those 21-yard average receptions.
My guess is what we're seeing now from Wass is probably what Johnson Brock scouted and prepared for all week long.
Jailer Peterson is their second leading receiver, and he averaged 21.6 yards per catch in the first 8 games. Only 5 catches, but he did well when he caught them. Third down and 8 now at the 39-yard line for the Wausau Vikings, their own 39. Clawson's going to pass it, throws it out here to Wattier. Wattier coming to the near sideline, taking out of bounds into the bench at about the 38-yard line. No gain. He lost about a half a yard. I think he's okay here. The trash barrel went over. The bench went over. The water jugs went over. The Gatorade, they saved the Gatorade. It didn't spill. And all of this is happening, folks, about 20 feet below Ryan and I. We're right on top of the action. And when I say on top of the action, we're right above it.
I could feel him hit the press box. It's a good thing somebody didn't get hurt there, Randy.
Yeah, I've mentioned it before, but I just love coming to Johnson to broadcast football games. What a fun place to be, so close to the action. Fourth down and 9 now at the 38-yard line. The Vikings own 38. They're going to go for it, trailing here on 4th and 9. Clawson puts a wide receiver to the left side of the field. He's got 2 backs in the backfield with him this time. Oh, bad snap. Ball is loose. Johnson Brock falls on it. Eagles with the recovery. Who got it?
Zach Hawley.
That ball on the snap from center went off a Clawson's shoulder pad, bounced up in the air, and Zach Hawley was there to drop on it. He covers the fumble at the 35-yard line. Johnson Brock is in business. So on a 4th down try, disaster strikes for the Vikings.
Boy, that ball bounced right in his lap.
At the 35-yard line of Wausau, 1st and 10, Johnson Brock's lone Pelican. Takes the snap, gives off to Behrens. Behrens has got room. He's at the 30, the 25, 20, 15, 10. Broke a tackle, and he'll take it for the touchdown. 35 yards on the touchdown run for Jalen Behrens. After the fumble recovery, a one-play, 35-yard drive, and Jalen Behrens just ran through the arms of several would-be tacklers who did not want to go down. And, boy, once he saw some daylight, he was gone.
Boy, he just zigzagged through the defense there. I bet he probably cut 2 or 3 times and off to the races.
It's at 4:05?
Yes.
4:05. We're still in the third quarter, folks, here in the third period. Our score now 52-22. Johnson Brock comes out to line up to go for the 2-point conversion. Pelican is all alone in the backfield. 2 receivers to the left. Perriott comes in motion from right to left. Pelican runs to his left, keeps the ball, now wants to throw it, and it falls incomplete in the end zone. Conversion fails, and the score remains 52-22. Johnson Brock on top, 4:05 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on the Peru State College Game of the Week.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after a fumble recovery by Zach Hawley at the 35-yard line, took Johnson Brock just one play for Jalen Behrens to run 35 yards for the touchdown. The conversion failed, and the score now moves 52-22. Johnson Brock up by 30 with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Sloan Pelican will tee it up at the 30-yard line. Same scenario. You got Tug Dawson is back on the near side. On the far side, Jackson Clawson. They haven't had much opportunity, although we've had a lot of kickoffs. Pelican has consistently put this puppy into the end zone. And here's another one. I think there's no exception. That one's the deepest one yet. It bounces all the way through the end zone and rolls out into the area off the artificial turf here at the south end of the field. So, with 4 minutes and 5 seconds to play, still in the third period here at Johnson, your Johnson Brock Eagles have now taken a 52-22 lead here in the first round of the D1 Nebraska 8-man football playoffs. They start out with 32 teams, and they seed them first east and west. And then the 16 that survive this round will be seeded with no consideration to geography. It's strictly 1 through 16. And, boy, that can result in some long road trips. Here we go, first and 10 for the Vikings of Wausau. Jackson Clawson has the snap. It's to Wadier. Wadier running tough, and he's got the ball out across the 20. He'll get about 6 on the carry to bring up second down and 4. The Vikings are demonstrating that they can run the football here, Ryan.
Yeah, they're kind of hunkering in. They're getting a weight on their hands coming forward. Perriott made a nice tackle. He kind of submarine and took his pins out there.
Okay. Wadier with a gain of 6 for Josh Wadier. He's been averaging 9.4 yards per carry on the season. On 98 carries coming into this one. Second down and 4 down at the 21-yard line for the Vikings. Wausau's Jackson Clawson has the snap. Gives to Wadier. Wadier is hitting the backfield, broke a tackle, hit again, and he turned what could have been a big loss into a gain of about a yard. Credit Josh Wadier with a tough job of running the football. Boy, the defenders just kept coming at him, and he kept turning those legs and got a yard out of it.
You know, when you try to go outside against Johnson, they've got a lot of speed. It's going to be tough. It looks like, to me, Wausau's best bet is just coming right down at them.
Third down and 2 now. The line of scrimmage, the 23-yard line, the ball on the left hash mark. Wausau moving south to north, left to right here in Johnson. Clawson in the shotgun. He wants to throw. Flips it out to Wadier. Wadier broke a tackle, dove forward, got the first down yardage across the 25, out near the 27. It'll be a first and 10 for the Vikings.
Tackle by Perriott. Nice play out there. A little swing pass to Wadier to pick up the first down.
Wausau Viking fans, glad to have you tuned in tonight here to Sunny 101.3 and to Johnson Brock Strive TV. We're the only broadcast media outlet at this contest. A little surprised by that. But I guess you didn't have any choice. They had to listen to us out here, but we sure appreciate having you tuned in to us here on Sunny 101.3. First down and 10 yards to go for the Vikings. At the 27-yard line, this is Jackson Clawson, the quarterback, as he has been all afternoon. Again to Wadier, and Wadier just keeps pounding it forward. He's being gang tackled and driven back, but not before he gets about another 5 yards. He's got the ball out to near the 33-yard line. This is Josh Wadier, a senior. He's a tough running back here.
He is. He's getting up a little slow. He might have got pushed down there a little roughly after the play, but he's licking some wounds right now. They're blowing the play dead.
Yeah, we got an official who wants to stop things and check on him. Wadier.
They're going to get him out of the game.
Yeah,
now.
He was staggering a little bit. I think they're asking for the trainer to come out. Here come the coaches from across the way. Wadier, a little bit wobbly when he got up from that one. They're going to take him out of the ball game. Certainly hope the young man's okay here. Their trainer comes out to meet him.
You know, Randy, I wanted to mention, too, I bet you the viewers would like knowing assistant coach for the Wausau Vikings, Lance Lundberg, if that name sounds familiar to a two-time All-Big A player back for the Huskers, and went on to have a decent career with the New Orleans Saints.
So he's played a little bit of football.
He probably knows what he's looking at out here.
Is he a hometown boy, Wausau?
He is, Wausau, born and raised.
Wonder how you come from the New Orleans Saints back to Wausau, but if you're home, that makes sense.
I think he farms up there.
All right, second down and 4 yards to go at the 33-yard line. Great history. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate that. On second and 4, handoff running with the football this time. And Wattier's out of there. I'm going to have
27.
Okay, that's Tug Dawson carrying the ball.
Ran it hard.
Dawson's carried 44 times on the season coming into this one. He's averaging 5.9 yards per carry, so they've had a lot of success running the football. First down and 10. The line of scrimmage, the 39-yard line of Wausau. They trail 52-22 to Johnson Brock. Clawson, with Tug Dawson back there, gives to Dawson once again, and he's hit and dropped right at about the line of scrimmage. Dawson with not a lot of running room. Clock is down to a minute 14 to play here in the third quarter, 52-22. Johnson Brock up by 30.
Barons and Buckmeyer two-timed him right there at the line of scrimmage, and he was done.
Dawson with a gain of a yard puts it out to the midfield. The ball right squarely in the middle of the field, as Lyle Bremser used to say, halfway between the hash marks on the 40-yard line. Jackson Clawson, double tight end, puts Tug Dawson in motion out to the left. Clawson takes the snap. He'll run it himself. He comes to the right, hit at the 40, held down there, and then dropped for a loss on the play. Great defense by Chase Van Winkle.
Boy, good open field tackle. And the thing that was important is he hung on.
Yeah.
Clawson's a tough guy to get down, and he hung on, and that was another loss of the play. Well, about right where it was, wasn't it?
Van Winkle just kind of like a chihuahua nipping at your ankles there and won't let go. And he held on, dropped him for no gain on the play right at the 40-yard line. It's third down and 9 yards to go for the Vikings. Wausau trailing by 30 here, 52-22, trying to get something going here late in this third quarter. Jackson Clawson with Tug Dawson set to his left. They're going to stand here and wait for time to expire? Is that what?
We're down to 2-1.
Okay, there's the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, the Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Wausau Vikings 52-22. Our score, we're back in 1 minute. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The radiology department at Nemaha County Hospital offers key radiology services for our patients, including mammograms, CT scans, MRIs, bone density testing, and ultrasounds. If you're a woman 40 or over, talk to your doctor about when and how often you should get a mammogram. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
At Peru State College is a partner in presenting high school football here on Sunny 101.3. Third down and 9 at the 40-yard line. Clawson takes a snap, pitches back to Tug Dawson, hit in the backfield and got away. Now fights his way down close to the 35-yard line before Nick Perriott wraps him up. He was almost tackled back here for a loss. I believe that was Buckmeyer that had him for a moment. Buckmeyer slowed him up just enough to give Perriott and company time to come over and get to him.
Did a good job just to get positive yards out of that.
Ends up with a gain of 4. It'll bring up 4th down and 5 yards to go. The ball is at the 36-yard line of Johnson Brock. No question when you're trailing 52-22, they're going to go after it here. They're at the 36-yard line of the Eagles. I hate to say this because I don't want to jinx them here, but one of the schools I heard mentioned as a possible second-round opponent for, and I'll come back to it here in a minute, 4th down and 5 at the 36-yard line.
Wattier, check back in, Randy.
Okay, Clawson has two wide receivers wide right with Wattier in at the wide receiver to the left side. He's back to pass. Clawson now wants Wattier to go deep. Going to throw down the sideline deep, and the pass falls incomplete. Well played and well defended by the Johnson Brock defenders.
Boy, it sure was.
Buckmeyer was back there, had the hand up, knocked it away. I started to say one of the potential opponents in the second round that was mentioned, and this is pure speculation, but if all the cards fell right, it could be Dundee County.
Dundee County, where's that, you ask? That's in Benkelman, Nebraska. It's Dundee County, Sutton, and it's in Benkelman. Where's Benkelman? Well, look at Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. And where all those borders come together, just a few miles east of there, that's Benkelman, about a 5.5-hour drive from Johnson.
They've got a good program out there, too. I played them here a couple years ago, back in the round of eight, and they went on to get runner-ups that year.
So we're having a brief time out here as Lane Buckmeyer was shaken up, but he's okay. He gets up and he's leaving the field under his own steam here as the trainer's talking with him.
Looked like a cramp.
Well, I think they got a nosebleed going there, putting some tissue in
yeah.
the nose here. Cramping the nose there.
Yeah.
10:55 to go in the ballgame. It's 52-22. Johnson Brock with the lead. Eagles take over first and 10. Hand the ball up the middle. Jalen Behrens. Behrens been a workhorse both offensively and defensively. He's had quite a ball game. Going to have a gain of 5 on this carry out to the 39-yard line. Second down and 5 coming up.
Cumming Peterson on the tackle.
A real pleasure to be working alongside Johnson County Central head coach Ryan Houghton this afternoon here in Johnson. Ryan, before we go any further, I just want to say publicly thank you very much, my friend. Great to have you along.
Oh, this is an honor for me to work next to the legend I've been listening to for 35 years.
Well, I hope you're having fun here. Second down and 5, Johnson Brock at the 39-yard line of the Vikings. And the ball again to Behrens, and Behrens is just running tough. He's down near the 30-yard line. He's going to get about 9 yards on that carry and give Johnson Brock another first and 10 at the 30 of the Vikings.
You know, Randy, it's kind of easy to see those Wasik guys are getting up off that pile a little slower each time. They're getting a little wore down with this running game and leaning on Behrens. Here comes a kid for the first time in the game, number 77.
At the 30-yard line, first down and 10 for the Eagles. Sloan Pelican and Jalen Behrens standing side by side in the backfield as they have been so many times this afternoon. Pelican has the snap, gives to Behrens. He'll run to the left, got away from one tackler at the 25, the 20, has first down yardage inside the 20, out of bounds. Jalen Behrens, boy, he's got a bucket full of yardage this afternoon. There's no doubt about it.
He's going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah. The kids here are still fighting valiantly here, the Wausau Vikings, but they're looking at that scoreboard down in the southeast corner, 52-22. Recognizing this is probably the end of the season for the Vikings, and it is a little tough to rise to the occasion here defensively. You mentioned checking into the ballgame is Tate Stolpe in there.
Freshman. Big freshman.
Ball is spotted at the 17-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. Pelican with the snap. Pelican gives off this time to Van Winkle, who was a running back, and Van Winkle fighting hard. He's got the ball inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. He's going to get a gain of about 4, and he made 4 out of nothing there.
It was a pretty nifty little piece of running by Van Winkle.
Van Winkle getting a shot, and Jalen Behrens taking a short breather. Second down, 6 yards to go, coming up. The line of scrimmage at the 13-yard line now of the Vikings. Johnson Brock's moving toward the north end of the field here in Johnson. A beautiful evening here on the 20th of October. Sloan Pelican back to pass. Throws the ball. Oh, in and out of the hands of Nick Perry. And Nick was thinking, I've got another touchdown pass here, and he dropped the ball. That might be. Nick is saying, I know what I did. I tried to run before I caught the football, and he dropped it. The ball was delivered. Sloan Pelican has just put the ball right on the money so many times. Let's see, I think Pelican had, or Perry has already had 3 touchdown catches. He was looking for number 4 there.
That might have been his easiest one right there that he dropped.
Might have been. Sloan Pelican on 3rd down and 6 now at the 17-yard line. Calling his count, Pelican has the snap, gives to Behrens. Behrens runs into the line, running tough, stops short of the first down, however. He's going to be inside the 10 at about the 9, and it's going to bring up 4th down and 2 yards to go for the Eagles.
Big pileup right there on the 10-yard line. Big play for Wausau here. I want to kind of continue this. If not, Randy, we've got running clock, and that game will move right along.
Yeah, 8:37 showing on the clock to play here as the sun starts to drop behind the trees, and I'll be glad to see that go away when we don't have to look into it any longer. Watch it start cooling down once that sun goes away. Have to keep reminding myself that we're in mid to late October here tonight in Johnson. What a gorgeous evening. That wind they promised didn't happen either. There's no wind blowing here.
Not a bit.
4th down and 2 at the 9-yard line. Johnson Brock
puts Barron's in motion out to the left. Pelican wants to throw the football to Perry it, and he'll no to check that. That's Van Winkle, and Van Winkle will take it in from 9 yards out for the touchdown. It'll be a 9-yard touchdown pass to Van Winkle, and that pushes the score up now to 58-22.
Just a little smash route and a swivel from Van Winkle. Ball put right on time, right where it needed to be. Easy pitch and catch.
What's our time on that score, if you could help me?
8:04.
All right, 8:04 left to play in the football game here in this fourth quarter. Now, Johnson Brock up 58-22. I'll come over the football and go for two. Van Winkle goes wide to the left. Jalen Barron sets in the backfield next to Sloan Pelican, the quarterback, with a double tight end set, five-man offensive line right in front of them. Pelican waits for the snap. He's changing the play there at the line of scrimmage. Calling an audible, has the snap. Going to toss it up in the air, and it falls incomplete. He tried to put it over the middle. He was looking to try and complete that one to Austin Meyer, but it falls incomplete. And the score remains 58-22 with 8:04 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time for yet another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive for the Eagles took 8 plays to cover 46 yards. It was capped off with a 9-yard touchdown pass from Pelican to Van Winkle here into the right corner. Conversion attempt failed. Johnson Brock now up 58-22 with 8:04 to play in the football game. Scoring recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. My name is Randy Gatula. I've been calling your play-by-play this afternoon. Ryan Haughton along on the color commentary, working with the young people here from Johnson Brock Broadcasting, doing their usual fine job in bringing you the video stream of tonight's game. Johnson Brock ready to kick it away. That's Sloan Pelican teeing the ball up at the 30, and here's his kick. Driving end over ender, and as most of them have been this afternoon, it lands on the Eagle logo in the north end zone and bounces out of the end zone. Those kids are still playing football over that north end. They put in a tough afternoon over there. Got a bunch of young people have been playing a hard-hitting tackle football game. We see a lot of those when we travel around to these eight-man games. Usually they're playing on the infield of a softball field somewhere on the dirt. All right, the ball will come out to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Wausau Vikings. Wide receiver to the left side is Josh Wadier. Two wideouts to the right. Jackson Clausen is the quarterback, has the snap. He wants to throw the football. Flag is thrown. He looks for Wadier. The pass falls incomplete here on the left side, and we got a flag thrown at the 10-yard line.
Looks in the area of where you usually throw an offensive holding.
That's what we're going to see, holding on the offense. So if you are the Vikings of Wausau, that's just about the last thing you needed to have happen. Starting this drive at the 15-yard line with a penalty. Backs the ball all the way down to the 5, and it's going to bring up first down and 20 yards to go. We've got a running clock now, 7:28, clock clicking away. And the ball is spotted all the way back to the 5-yard line between the hash marks.
We're going to start seeing some subs probably here pretty soon.
Spread formation, two wide receivers left, one wide to the right now for the Vikings. As Jackson Clausen has the snap, and he throws a pass out there looking for Tug Dawson. It comes up short, bounces about 5 yards in front of Dawson. No chance for the completion. Again, we want to thank the folks here at Johnson Brock Broadcasting, Tara Stidheide and her students. Tara will look forward to basketball season coming up, too. We got a lot of football to play yet, we hope, but always fun to get together with the kids over here and do these broadcasts. At the 5-yard line, second down and 20 now. Clausen stands on his own goal line in the shotgun formation to wait for this snap. Waiting for the snap, has the football. Inside handoff, running up the middle,
believe that's Tug Dawson, and he's going to be across the five, got about a yard, maybe out to the six. Dawson, gain of one, third down, 19 yards to go.
Boy, he did a little misdirection, but boy, they're corralled by about a half dozen screaming Eagles.
You notice the strength of those defensive linemen. Johnson, Brock, they make a lot of tackles just standing straight up and bear hugging you. They give you a big old hug and then throw you to the turf. They're able, they're big enough and strong enough that they're able to just stand up and take on a running back. In some cases, that running back seems to have a full head of steam, and they still manage to stand him up straight and make the tackle. Timeout taken by the Vikings. The clock shows 5:53 to play in our football game, 58-22. Johnson Brock on their way to advancing here in the playoffs. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Ryan Houghton back with you here at Johnson. Ryan, you mentioned we have a viewer in Dallas, Texas. I bet we've got one in Pawnee City, Nebraska, too.
I bet we do.
Hi, Karen. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast here.
I know she's watching, listening.
5:53 to go with this one. Third down, 19 yards to go. Clausen back to pass in his own end zone. Dumps the ball over the middle, pass complete, out across the 10, the 15. Not enough for first down yardage. Across the 15, out to the about the 18-yard line. Making the reception that time was Cash Carlson. Now, Cash Carlson had been their leading receiver on this team, and he's been out injured. He missed the game last week, got back into action for tonight's contest, but I believe that might have been his first catch of the evening.
Yeah, it looks like he's had a little trouble getting things started. Inside screen there, nice tackle by Holly.
All right, fourth down and 7 yards to go. They've only got seven players on the field.
We have called timeout here.
Timeout taken by the Vikings. They were short a player when they came up over the football. 5:14 to play in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, the Wausau Vikings broke the huddle and only had seven players on the field, and because of the confusion, they had to burn a timeout here. So after the timeout, they'll come over the football facing fourth down and seven. The line of scrimmage is at their own 18-yard line. They're trailing 58-22 with 5:14 to go. We invite you to stay tuned here to Sunny 101.3 for our postgame show. We're going to try and get Johnson Brock head coach Mitch Roberts to come up and visit with us. Clausen in the shotgun on fourth and seven. Hands the ball up the middle. Tug Dawson, he's got first down yardage. Dawson went squirting through there. I had heard a play-by-play announcer describe that. Looked like a watermelon seed squirting down the corner. He went right between the defenders and got the ball out to the 28-yard line for a first down. Good job running the ball there by Tug Dawson, senior running back, in all probability playing his final high school football game here. First down and 10, Vikings, line of scrimmage, their own 28-yard line. Clausen, the senior left-handed quarterback, hands again to Tug Dawson, and Dawson running tough. You know, Tug Dawson is running the football like a kid that knows this is his last high school game, and boy, he's really lowering the shoulder and putting the pop on those tacklers.
Yeah, they're playing hard. You got to respect that. They're giving everything they got, and that's good to see.
Clock running, 4:25 to go in the football game with a running clock. 58-22, our score. Johnson Brock on top. It's second down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 33-yard line for the Vikings. Jackson Clausen on second and five. He has the snap. He gives to Dawson once again. Dawson, first down yardage. There he goes. The senior at the 25, the 20. And now wrapped up and dropped near the 20-yard line. The ball is out, but I think they're going to rule him down. Boy, it looked for a moment like Dawson was going to break loose and was off to the races, but a good response there by Johnson Brock.
I am not quite sure why he stopped. I think if he keeps veering towards the boundary, he's going to walk in and touch.
He must have saw something we didn't see there.
Well, he's probably seen Perry on film enough and know he's got tremendous speed.
At the 20-yard line, first and 10 for the Vikings, trying to put some points on the board here. They're trailing 58-22. Jackson Clawson, the senior quarterback, has the snap, keeps it himself this time, and he's got a little running room. He's down close to the 15. Looks like they stop him right at about the 15 or 16-yard line. He'll get four on the carry. I'll give him five. Call it second down and 5 yards to go.
You know, Randy, I haven't seen a lot of Johnson games this year with my own season, but the number 77 senior Carter Anderson seems to be in the mix a lot. He's either having a good game or he's had a good year.
He's sure tying up a lot of blockers in there while his teammates come up and make tackles.
They're requiring two on him each time.
Yep, second down and five now for Jackson Clawson at the 15-yard line. Gives it off to Tug Dawson. There goes Tug to the 10. He's going to have first down yardage. I think he's got the ball near the 9-yard line. That should be enough for first down from where I'm looking.
Good tackle by junior Isaac Brook.
First and goal at the 9-yard line. We have 2:35 to go in the football game. The clock is running on a first and goal at the 9 for the Wausau Vikings. Let's see if the Vikings can punch one in here. Clawson has been the quarterback all afternoon. He sets in the shotgun. Tug Dawson to his left. Has the snap. Gives to Dawson. Dawson tries to run off guard to the right side. Has a short gain. It's like he's down to around the 6-yard line. They're going to give him about 3 on the carry.
There's my guy again, Anderson, on a tackle.
Josh Wattier has left the ball game. He was shaken up there earlier, and he hasn't been back. I think he did come back for one play, but since then it's been Tug Dawson lining up at the running back there sitting next to Jackson Clawson. All right. Tug Dawson sets to his right. Cash Carlson to the left in the backfield. Give the ball to Dawson. Dawson tries to bounce outside left. There's nothing doing there. Good open field tackle again by Lane Buckmeyer.
Tried to bounce to the outside, and there was 3 Eagles waiting for him.
Not only got down low where you need to be, but he did a great job of wrapping up on the lower legs there of Tug Dawson to make the tackle. Clock down to 1:25 to go. The ball is back to the 8-yard line now on the left hash mark. Don't forget, wherever Johnson Brock is next week, we'll be there. You can count on it. Third down and 8 yards to go for the touchdown. Third and goal at the 8. Vikings on the left hash mark with the football. Jackson Clawson to call the count. Clawson has the snap. He's back to pass. Wants to throw into the corner of the end zone, left side, and the pass falls incomplete. Good defense over there.
Van Winkle was all over that. He swiped at it. Clean play. A good throw. Just better defense.
Incomplete pass. The clock continues to run. 45 seconds left in the ballgame. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our postgame show presented by Peru State College. I want you to be with us for that. We hope to get Mitch Roberts up here to talk with us if we can get away from the players and the rest of the print media downstairs. Fourth down and goal at the 8-yard line. They come over the football. One more shot to try and put it in. Jackson Clawson, what may be the last snap of his college, of his high school career here. Clawson has the snap. Wants to throw into the end zone. Pass knocked down again. Great defense by Van Winkle. Wow, did he play that perfectly or what, Coach?
He was all over it, almost like he read it. The ball floated just a little bit, but he was in good position.
Time's going to run out and expire, and that's going to be your football game this afternoon. Your final score, the Johnson Brock Eagles, 58, and the Wausau Vikings, 22. 58-22 will be your final. Johnson Brock will advance to the round of 16 in the Nebraska State 8-man playoffs. We're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout now, and then we'll be back with our Peru State College postgame show, give you a rundown of all the scoring and how it went after this 2-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Frontier Bank in Falls City is launching a new program this school year to improve financial literacy for our youth. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch of Frontier Bank will be established for grades 3 through 5 in Falls City Public and Sacred Heart Schools to promote positive saving habits. Students can make deposits twice monthly at their school branch that's operated by student tellers. Frontier Bank will provide financial literacy and fund incentives and gifts, plus match the first deposit for each student up to $5 to kickstart their savings. Frontier Bank, proud to be part of Falls City since 1880. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scene here at Johnson Brock's football field, the sun is setting in the west here in late October, a beautiful evening for football. The Johnson Brock Eagles football team is huddled around their coaches down at the 25-yard line here at the south end as they discuss the fact that they have improved their season record to 8 wins against 1 loss. That 1 loss, a tough one to a very fine BDS team here at Johnson a couple of weeks back. They moved their record to 8-1. They advanced to the final 16 in the state playoffs. These will be reseeded and with no consideration of geography whatsoever. Mitch Roberts is going to make his way up here to the press box, the head football coach. We'll let him borrow your headphones here in a minute, Brian. And before we go into our scoring recap, we'll have Coach Roberts come by, and we appreciate you stopping here. Coach Mitch Roberts joining us now. Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. That was a tough game. Their kids played well, but, you know, it's a tough opponent to drive 3.5 hours and play the way they did, and credit to them.
Coach, I know you looked at the same stats that I looked at. I study these teams just like you coaches do, and I saw that their leading two receivers had caught a grand total of 17 passes in 8 games. You expect to see a running game, and what do? They come out and put on an air show in the first half.
Yeah, they kind of threw us for a loop there, so I'm happy with the way our kids rallied. Around that, that's something we didn't really expect, but part of our effort all the way through and to come away with a win like that.
You know, a few players pop out here and come to mind. Nick Perriott this afternoon caught 3 touchdown passes, had a 4th one down here that got through his fingers out at the north end. I look at the job that you see out of Jalen Behrens, both offensively and defensively, a workhorse. And Sloan Pelican, he got all that experience back when Caleb Fossenbarger was injured when he was a freshman. Now he is here at a junior running the show. You just got to be so pleased with all those kids.
Yeah, those kids were thrown into the fire when they were younger, and that's paying dividends right now. It wasn't always fun at that time, but that experience they gained, it has turned them into the players they are, and we're very fortunate to have them on our team.
Coach, what did you see this afternoon and this evening that you liked the most in your football team?
Just the fight. You know, they came out and scored on us right away, and we responded, and we kind of got settled in there and started playing some good football. They're a very physical team, and those are teams we're going to face from here on out, and I thought our kids played tough, and we played well there.
Now the $64,000 question that comes up, where do you think you're going to end up? Any idea, or is that just a complete crapshoot to guess?
I don't know. That's a hard guess right now. You know more about scores than I do right now.
Well, we know that you've made the round of 16. We know that they are now reseeded 1 through 16 with total disregard for geography. And that opens up the possibilities of some pretty long road trips,
yeah,
as the coach.
You know, we'd be fortunate to get another home game if it's in the works for something like that. But, wherever we travel, I know our kids are going to be prepared, and we've done that before. And
so when do you expect the NSAA to put those brackets out there? Will that happen later tonight or not till tomorrow?
I think it'll be officially tomorrow morning. Nothing will be official. I'll be counting points from the time we leave here and see if I can figure something out.
Yeah, all the media is going to be doing their own matchups here to try and figure it out.
Yeah,
well, Coach, we want to thank you for coming by here. I know you want to get back with your team. Again, congratulations. A sound win here, 58-22. Maybe a bit of a surprise to some folks because this was a good football team that came in here. And what about this great day we had? Wasn't this fun?
Yeah, well, you don't get a lot of those, especially, in October and, without the wind and everything today. So that was a blessing. Even better when you come away with the win.
All right. Well, congratulations, Coach. That's Coach Mitch Roberts, the head football coach here at Johnson Brock. His team picking up a 58-22 win this afternoon over Wausau. We'll take another two-minute break and be back. Our post-game show will continue with a scoring recap coming up right after this on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rate, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Planning your Thanksgiving Day? Put the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot on your calendar. On Thursday, November 24th, starting at 8 a.m. in Falls City, choose 1 mile or 5K and you can walk, run, or stroll for diabetic awareness. Entry fee is $25 to support this cause, and the event starts on the campus of Community Medical Center in Falls City. To register, visit cmcfc.org or contact Linda Santo at Community Medical Center in Falls City. The annual Turkey Trot is on Thanksgiving Day starting at 8 a.m.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson one final time as we wrap it up here this afternoon. The Johnson Brock Eagles posting a 58-22 win over the Wausau Vikings. Scoring recap of the second half, it was 38-16 at halftime. Johnson Brock in command. The Eagles came out at the 9:57 mark of the third period, put together a four-play, 44-yard drive. Chase Van Winkle on a wildcat keeper scored from 3 yards out. A two-yard conversion run in by Jalen Behrens made it a 30-point ball game, 46-16. Wausau came battling back, though, with 5:53 to go in the third quarter, a 26-yard run by Jackson Clarkson on a quarterback keeper. That capped an 8-play, 52-yard drive. The conversion failed. It was 46-22. Then Johnson Brock rounded out the scoring. Jalen Behrens with a 35-yard touchdown run late in the third quarter, and Sloan Pelican threw a 9-yard touchdown pass to Chase Van Winkle at the 8:04 mark of the fourth quarter that capped an 8-play, 48-yard drive. Both conversion attempts failed, however, and our final score this afternoon, Johnson Brock, 58 and Wausau 22. Johnson Brock will advance now to the final 16 as they move forward here in the Class D1 playoffs. Well, Ryan Houghton, you've been alongside me all afternoon here. Did you have a good time, my friend?
I had a great time. This is what it's all about, football, high school football in the state of Nebraska on a beautiful day like this. Thanks for having me along, Randy.
Well, it was fun to have you here, and if you had as much fun as I did, this was just a really good time. We want to remind you, high school football tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3, the Rockport Blue Jays on the road taking on the Mound City Panthers in eight-man football. John Nixon will have the call for you. I'll be on the air tomorrow night on KTNC, live from Raymond, Nebraska, Raymond Central, hosting the Fall City Tigers. Both of those games kicking off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Huskers with an open date Saturday. We'll have Kansas City Chiefs football for you Sunday here on Sunny 101.3. So that's about going to wrap it up for this afternoon and this evening's live coverage of high school football. For Logan Carpenter, a producer engineer, and for Ryan Hogan and all the young man's Ryan Houghton and all the young folks here from Johnson Brock Broadcasting, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score this afternoon. It was the Johnson Brock Eagles 58 and the Wausau Vikings 22. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
You're listening to five decades of light, refreshing music from all your favorite artists.